you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability.
The first five inductees to the National Baseball Hall of Fame in 1936. What team was originally the St. Louis Browns? Who was the last player to win the Triple Crown? If you can answer these questions, you could win a trip to the 2005 Major League Baseball World Series. Just visit www.ala.org/baseball by September 9th to find out how you can play Join the Major Leagues at your library. The game is open to baseball fans of all ages and brought to you by the American Library Association, Major League Baseball, and the Major League Baseball Players Association.
There's a silent epidemic affecting approximately 4 million Americans. Hepatitis C, a blood-borne disease that infects the liver, often goes undetected since people with the disease can feel and appear perfectly healthy. Less than 30% of all cases are diagnosed. I'm Congressman Jesse Jackson, Jr. You may not know if you're infected with hepatitis C, transmitted primarily through direct exposure to infected blood, perhaps by a needle or even through piercings or tattoos. Others at risk may include people who have had blood transfusions prior to 1992. Symptoms are most commonly fatigue and depression. Liver failure and even death may occur in 20% of chronic cases. There is no vaccine available, but there are treatments effective in over half of the patients treated. African Americans have the highest prevalent rates for hepatitis C among all racial and ethnic groups in the United States. While treatment has been a challenge within this population, it's important to get the facts and understand how this illness works. For more information, contact the American Liver Foundation at 800-GO-LIVER or at liverfoundation.org.
My baby was born too early, and now he's struggling to stay alive. He's such a trooper. I know they're doing everything they can to save him.
More and more babies in America are being born dangerously early. So early their lives hang in the balance. Despite the best medical care, thousands don't get through the first month. Premature birth is growing at an alarming rate in the United States. One in every eight births. For decades, the March of Dimes has saved babies by funding medical breakthroughs and by fighting for all babies to have access to the care they need. Help us stop the crisis of premature birth. For information or to help, go to marchofdimes.com. The baby we save may be your own.
20 years ago, my son wouldn't have survived. Now, he has a fighting chance.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcasts, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
The following is a best of the wake-up call. Liz Brown is on vacation. Irene J. Smith will be with us in the 7 o'clock hour. So sit back and relax and enjoy the best of the wake-up call right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. Ooh, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. Charlie, good morning. Good morning.
This is Shirley. Yes, I probably see glass something in my mouth when I say Shirley. I'm sorry. I say Governor Blunt has done it to the low income. for the medical insurance. I just turned 69. I was paying that spend down.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I was paying 47. Then I got a letter a couple of months ago. It went to 25. Then last month, it went to 31. But yesterday, I received a letter where you have to be making, all I get now, I'm going to tell you, is $643, $843 a month. But my medical, I can't make
wait a minute,
all
you get, is what?
$843 a month.
For what?
Is my income.
$800?
I get $623 from Social Security, $220 from my little retirement plan from the city when they closed the hospital down.
You live on
$843 a month. And guess what he's trying to charge me for medical insurance?
What?
$120.
A month.
A month. So I'm out
there. Shirley, wait a minute. How do you live on a little over $800 a month?
Well, I live in a senior citizen's apartment where my rent is subsidized. It may stop that. You know, you never can tell. But
I don't care how subsidized your rent is. How do you live on $800?
Well, I have kids that help me buy a little food and stuff. But when I was working, so it didn't bother me too much. But since I'm not working anymore, I got ill and I couldn't work. So now I live off of what I. And I called my daughters. They say, what? They work and they say, we don't pay that much a month for our insurance. I said, well, this is what he's saying. So I'm just opting out of it. You know, he's trying to squeeze you out now. You know, they're going to stop Medicaid after the first year. So I guess now they squeeze you out because they know you can't afford this.
So if you get squeezed out of this, what do you do?
Well, I go to ConnectCare anyway. Thank God. They will charge me maybe $15 a visit for doctor and $7.50 a prescription. That was squeezing me, but at least it's better than, you know, I don't have that much medicine. I have high blood pressure and asthma. But the part is, what he asked me to pay is what I live off of, and I can be paying my other little bills. Well, see, they don't want you to have a telephone, I guess, or insurance coverage or anything like that.
They don't want you to have electricity.
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. So when I get through paying my little bills that I had accumulated a little bit before I start working, I have $130, $140 to try to buy me some food or stuff a month.
How old are you, Shirley?
I'm 69. Just turned 69 in June. And I'm in pretty good shape, but it's just that I think it's disgraceful.
I can't. I'm speechless. I'm speechless.
I'm going to tell you what it says. Say the single individual, the income limit is reduced from $798 per month to $678 per month. So, see, I'm middle income now because I get
it. You're middle income at $800?
I guess because I get $843 a month. And say your spend down will increase by $120 effective September the 1st.
How do you live on $800?
People don't realize how we have to live. I'm telling you. And I say with the help of the Lord, I manage. I'm living. You know, but I'm always broke. I don't have money to go to the movies. You know, for little stuff you would like to do.
Shirley, you don't have enough bump the movies. You don't have enough money to pay electric.
Well, I'm on the budget. They put me on the budget here. So that's how it helped me because I first moved in from this other part. That's why I work for electric. So really, I don't pay that much for electric anymore, but I'm on the budget. But I still have telephone. I don't have anything but one line. But I just whittled down to anything. So I do have cable. Maybe they want me to have cable, but that's $50 a month. But I need something. You know, and I thank God that before I start working, I had joined a health club where I go walk on the treadmill and stuff. So maybe if I cut that $37 out, I'd be. But I'm telling you, I'm girly, so I called my daughter. They said, Mama, don't worry. They not making that much. But they said, we'll try to help you. I say, don't worry, I'll make it.
Oh, that's just wrong, Shirley.
I know
that
it's wrong, but this
wrong.
Is what I had to let you know. I know you've been reading people wanted Governor Blunt in, and they kept saying you asked us to vote for him. You did not. You told us to make a choice for something else. See, I voted independent on him.
Oh, no. See, I didn't. I voted for Claire McCaskill.
I mean, yeah, she ran. I did, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Independent was
for the presidency.
President, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely. No, it was clear.
I'm older, but I'm not seen now.
Mm-hmm.
I see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just talked to a lady in this building about that. I said, I don't know what we're going to pay. I thought he would wait to the first of the year. But
oh,
see,
no.
This is the way he's squeezing you out.
Thank you so much, Shirley.
You're welcome.
Oh, take care of yourself. Oh, 454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone, Jeff.
Hey, Liz, what's up? How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Okay, I know a little bit more about what she's talking about because I'm going through the same thing with my mother right now. What she needs to do, she probably got a letter, and it gave her 10 days to try to appeal it. And I think I know what they're trying to do. They're pulling people's strings. And what they're trying to do, this is what they're trying to do. I guess they call themselves trying to see who really wants it and who really needs it. And what she needs to do is appeal it. And then what they're probably going to do, they're going to set up an appointment for her, like on July 7th, to come in to speak with a caseworker. And if you read Sunday's paper, they did an article about Medicaid letters that have already went out to the poor. They're still talking about sending letters out to the elderly and disabled in August. But what she needs to do, and it even says that she can seek legal aid. If she can't afford legal aid, they can appoint someone to assist her. I think they're just trying to pull people's strings, and they think that with this, with these changes, they're going to save $94 million a year. And in the paper, if you look at Sunday's paper, it'll say that so far we haven't received a lot of calls. Nobody is trying to appeal. So rather than just taking that and just saying I'll accept that, she needs to validate the need, you know, for income, for the assistance that she was receiving previously. And I think that their back's going to be against the wall. And the key now is for people not just to accept that letter. And because in the article in the paper, it said that some people are still kind of surprised and they haven't sunk in yet.
Well, there's another component to this as well, Jeff. There is the time on it. That the time turnaround is so quick, by the time people figure it out, the time would have passed.
Exactly. My mother's letter was dated the 24th.
When did you get it?
I got it Monday, and it says 10 days from the date of this letter.
Isn't that something?
So they're pushing. They know that this is the week where a lot of people travel.
That's right. Oh, that's wicked.
It's exactly. So they figured that. Well, a lot of people are not going to respond.
Or even open until after the holiday. They may not even be in town.
Exactly. And, it's so many things that are going on now. It's finally hit home, you know, because I'm one of the individuals whose family member is going to be affected by this as well. And it's a scary situation. So I don't know if you know of anybody that works in the industry.
I've been working on it. I've gotten a lot of the research. I think that she's finished with her research. We're absolutely going to do a show on this, Jeff. We're absolutely going to do a show. And it looks like we have to do it by next week.
In closing, hey, Liz?
Yes.
In closing, it looks like what they're trying to do around the country is now I figure out how they're going to finance this war. This is how you're financing this war. You know, you're going to, you know, help build Iraq, but you're going to, you know, through attrition, you're going to kill or try to destroy the lives of so many elderly and poor people to pay for a war. I enjoy your show, Liz, every day. You know, I like the way you handle yourself on there. You're a very intelligent young black woman, and it's a good feeling to wake up in the morning and listen to you for 4 hours. I know you couldn't do it for 8 hours.
No.
I'm not trying to tax you out anymore, but, hey, if you ever decide to do something like this for 8 hours a day, you know, you can bring me on. I work pro bono as a researcher for you or something.
Okay, Jeff.
Because you're putting a lot of, you know, good information out, and I appreciate your information.
And don't forget, Jeff, that we are, the show is archived daily now.
Yeah, I heard that this morning.
Uh-huh.
I heard that.
So you can
so that means that I can go back on any day?
Well, we started about a month ago. So from that day on, you can go and get all 4 hours.
And one other thing, Liz, I don't know what your plans are long term, but man, I would love to see you nationally syndicated.
Working on it, Jeff.
Okay.
Working on it. Okay.
Have a good day.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. That's right. The show is archived every day, 4 hours. All you have to do is go to whiterosesociety.org, and you can catch the shows. And I was talking to some folks over the weekend, and they were talking about how excited they were that they could spend their weekend. They can go and get the shows that they missed during the week and just listen to them all throughout their weekend. So I'm digging this. I really think that this has really been a really cool idea. I want to thank the White Rose Society.
it's been wonderful. I've really been getting a whole lot of really positive feedback about that. That's whiterosesociety.org. And we're going to go to this car phone here. Yeah, car phone. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you. I was just listening to the gentleman previously, and I was wondering this letter that you're talking about. Now, my mother, she has four children, and she receives a small little Social Security check. She's 82. She works as often as she can at the local grocery store.
Wait a minute. Your mother is 82 and is still working.
Yeah, but she doesn't worry about a letter, and she doesn't have time to go on vacation. We're lucky if we get to see her and visit with her because she's so busy. And where are these people going on vacation? If they've got the money to go on vacation, what are they worrying about a letter for?
Well, here's the thing, and I think that we need to open ourselves up to the reality of how a lot of us live. Some people come and get their parents for 4th of July and take them to things like to family reunions. Some people come and take their mom and dad out of town, or sometimes mom and dads prepare for the holiday by preparing for food, or people come and stay with them and things like that. So they're distracted during this holiday season. No one here is suggesting that the people that are living on $800 a month are off in Acapulco for the 4th of July. This is a holiday season, and that means it's family reunions. It means that people get together.
I don't like the suggestion that fellow made about this is paying for the war. Totally unnecessary.
Well, okay, let's step away from the word unnecessary, but let's talk about his assertion. This is a war that is costing us trillions of dollars. The money has, and we are a country that is dependent upon a budget. There's a certain finite amount of money that comes into the United States government to pay for all of the needs of all of the citizens.
Right.
We cannot contend, just like with any other budget, we have most of our money right now is going to finance this war. We have a budget. Where is the money
going to this war than there has been the past two previous wars? And another thing,
the government doesn't provide
money to pay for its citizens. The citizens have to support themselves to pay for what our government does.
Well, no, actually, the government does take money to pay for its citizens because Because that's what responsible governments do. Responsible governments make certain that those that are least able to take care of themselves are taken care of because, number one, it's the moral thing to do, and number two, a society is better off. Joe and Jan Smith over here are better productive citizens when they know that their 82-year-old mother, who has worked hard all of her life, can still live a viable life without them having to take on an extra job to take care of her in her old age. So a society, a democratic society, a society that is moral, a society that cares about its citizens, pays for the citizens, it pays for citizens' needs. That's one of the things that we do in a democracy.
They pay for the, I agree with you there, they pay for the citizens who are in need, not every citizen.
That's
the problem with this country.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I think one of the biggest problems with this country is something like the energy bill that the Senate is working on right now. The energy bill that is giving $1 billion, no bid, government guaranteed loan to an Enron executive, and written in that $1 billion loan that you pay for and that I pay for is the statement that if Thomas White fails to repay this loan, our government will pay for it and not Thomas White. We need to stop focusing on the poorest of the poor, the most vulnerable of the vulnerable. We need to worry about the corporate giveaways to those who are in the best position to take care of their own dang selves.
Ma'am, you need to read the full entire part of that agreement.
I've read all of it. I've had people come on and talk about it. The bottom line is that those that can least afford to take care of themselves are being put in the position of disproportionately paying for those who are in the best position to take care of themselves. And all you have to do is read the energy bill. It was written by energy. Hundreds of meetings where people that are part of the energy industry sat down with Dick Cheney and other legislators and wrote this bill. Now, you have to be a fool from I don't know where if you believe that the energy people sat down and wrote out a bill that harms them. You got to be a fool from I don't know where if you believe that. Thomas White is getting a $1 billion government guaranteed government loan that if he defaults on, we pay for it. And you're worried about a senior citizen taking a vacation during 4th of July? Baby, focus on the stuff that matters. Thomas White, leave the poor senior citizens alone that are living off of a lousy $832 a month. Yeah, their money is going to pay for a war because we have a budget. And there's a finite amount of money. That $1 trillion and that $1 billion giveaway didn't just fall from the air. It came from grandmama's and granddaddy's pockets. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I ain't done here. I ain't done here by a long sight. We're taking a break. But I ain't done. 1-877-920-WGNU. WhiteRoseSociety.org. Revolution@LizBrown.com. I see y'all. I know y'all are just chomping at the bit. I'll be back.
You're listening to the best of the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown is on vacation. Irene J. Smith will be filling in for her beginning at 7 o'clock this morning. So stick around. We'll have more of the best of the Wake Up Call following this edition of the traffic and weather and these commercials. Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Ashley Furniture Home Store. Eastbound 70 at the Blanchette Bridge is road construction. Right lane is closed as crews are in the final stage of the bridge work. There is no delay in the construction area at this hour. Eastbound 44 between Antire and 270, nothing to report. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and Weber, everything's on the move. Eastbound 40 at Mason, you've got heavy volume already. Northbound 270 from 44 to Marshall, look for normal traffic. Westbound 270 from Lilac to Washington Elizabeth, everything is on the move. Eastbound 40 between Dallas and Spady, there's a report of a disabled vehicle in the right lane, so use caution as you roll up on that approach. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and 79, heavy volume there. Westbound 5570 split from the King Bridge all the way onto the PSB, everything looks good this hour. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge, nothing there. Westbound King Bridge traffic from the Illinois side all the way into Laclede's Landing, everything's on the move. And northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems there. Miller at West Outer Road, there's a report of an accident. That's in Jefferson County. And Burnsville Road at John McKeever, there's a deer that's been struck, so use caution. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Ashley Furniture Home Store. The Ashley Furniture Home Store big event means big savings for you. Like no interest till 2010 and no payments till 2006. Ashley Furniture Home Store in Kirkwood and South County. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Mostly sunny today, high in the upper 80s this evening. Mostly clear with a low in mid-60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high around 90. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 68 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 67. Stay tuned for more of the best of the Wake-Up Call as Liz Brown is on vacation this week. Irene J. Smith will be in after the 7 o'clock hour, who will be sitting in for Liz Brown. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
AM 920 WGNU is the home of Radio Free St. Louis. If you're outside the metropolitan area, pick us up at WGNU.net.
It's never too early to begin exploring nature. Join a stroller walk at the Columbia Bottom Conservation Area, 801 Strodman Road in St. Louis, on Tuesday, September 13th from 9:30 to 10:15 a.m. Look at the changing fall colors with your children. Older siblings are welcome. To sign up, call 314-877-6014. Something to do from Radio Free St. Louis.
Come enjoy Neil Simon's The Good Doctor at the Theater Guild of Webster Groves, 517 Theater Lane in Webster, September 9th through 11th and 15th through 17th. Showtimes are 8 p.m. weeknights and Saturdays and 2 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, call 314-962-0876.
Why do you listen to WGNU? Hi, I'm Charles Gere, Program Director of Radio Free St. Louis, and your answer could make you a winner. Tell us why in a postcard or email of 100 words or less. We'll draw one entry each Monday through Friday during September as part of today's Solutions with Dave Lenahan. You could win some cool stuff from your friends at AM 920, and we all win because your comments will help make Radio Free St. Louis even better. Send a postcard to Why Do You Listen, WGNU 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108, or email me at cgeer@wgnu.net. Include Why Do You Listen in your subject line. Drawings begin Thursday, September 1st and Friday, September 30th. One entry per address, one prize per family, please. WGNU employees, sponsors, and affiliates, including immediate families, are not eligible. No substitution of prizes. All decisions are final. Tell us why you listen, and thanks for listening to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and online at WGNU.net.
Liz Brown is on vacation. We now take you back to the best of the wake-up call. Stick around after 7 o'clock as Irene J. Smith fills in for Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. It's so fascinating to me that the caller that was complaining about grandmama taking a vacation didn't call to complain about Thomas White getting $1 billion guaranteed. A man that, by the way, just built a multi-million dollar house in Florida while he was Secretary of the Army. A man who is part of the Enron gouging of America. He's getting a multi-billion dollar guaranteed loan from our good government. That's almost as crazy as Jeb Bush going after the husband of Terri Schiavo when the Attorney General said that there's no case there. You're hopping on issues and you're riding them to your political advantage. That's what Jeb Bush is doing with the ghoulish thing that Jeb Bush is doing with Terri Schiavo's body. Won't even let her be dead. Hopping on the backs of those that are least able to defend themselves and riding to your political advantage. That's what the caller was advocating, by hopping on the backs of the poor and riding it to the advantage of those greedy, greedy, greedy folks that are gouging us every second of every day. Car phone. You're on the way to the car. Fellow on the car phone.
You know, I'm just stunned by these people. You know, we got a government that's basically robbing us blind. All of those people who enjoyed their so-called tax cut, I know they don't know where it really went.
Where it came from.
Where it came from, but where it went. Uh-huh. The oil companies got it all. 40% higher gas prices since last year the same time? You're paying that money to the oil companies, people. You got a president who won't talk to us. He'll either talk to the haves and the have-mores, or he'll go talk to the military. Mm. He evades the issues. We're being, and for somebody to come on here and get on some people, some poor people out here, when we're wasting billions and billions of dollars in Iraq.
It's just foul. It's foul and crazy. It's crazy.
Kellogg, Brown, and Root, those are the companies. That's where this money, they're over there stealing from us.
And they've gotten all 90% of the profit that they've ever made in their life started with government welfare.
Absolutely, and they're just getting, and they're just pouring the money over there. I can't understand for the life of me why the American people can't see that these people are stealing from us.
Not all Americans, all Americans.
Protecting us from terrorism.
Thanks for your call. Thank you. All right, 454-0400 is my phone number. Jackson, good morning.
Oh, I say and I say again, you've been took, hoodwinked, bamboozled, run amok. You know, that statement is so true today. It is so true. You know, with your previous caller, the one that complained about the grandmother, you know, you can see that racism right through there. I mean, you know. Your show is so great because it brings it right out of me. It's not just from the mainstream, which is obvious anyway, but when you hear it from the grassroots, you know, like that.
I think that, that caller had far more to do with classism than racism. I really think that that was just a class and an automatic knee-jerk response to this administration.
That's the next evolution from racism. Mm-hmm. It starts to the classism now. We're going to have, and, you know, and it disturbed me to hear about this on the news, the black versus brown out there at L.A. in the high schools with knives, killing each other, trying to kill each other.
Well, let's also tell the other piece of the story, that it was blacks and browns that caused the second Mexican mayor for the city of L.A. So there are also have to understand the things that are. If you crowd schools up, if you take away school resources, if you don't have teachers there, you're going to have children behaving poorly, children behaving badly, sometimes children behaving in criminal ways.
They're misdirecting the funds that should
alleviate
that problem by going to war on a false pretense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that statement I made when I first came on, that was from Malcolm X.
I know that.
And if you listen to that statement, and I've listened to that statement, and I'm saying, you know, every time I watch that Spike Lee movie, I am mesmerized by that scene. That is the most powerful scene in the movie to me.
All right. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Liz?
Yes?
I didn't mean to call back, but I called about that letter. I wanted to let this man understand. Guess what the message said to my caseworker?
What?
That if you're calling about the spend down, to contact the governor. Or
you can't ask for a hearing. There's nothing in there that says that you're supposed to.
So I just left a voicemail telling her I wanted to talk to her about this.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call Legal Aid.
Okay.
Okay, I want you to call Legal Aid in the city of St. Louis.
Okay.
And tell them what.
You just that phone number. See, one time I tried. They have a Legal Aid in St. Louis now?
Yes, they do. They absolutely have. They've always had a Legal Aid in St. Louis.
Okay.
So just call and ask for the Legal Aid office in St. Louis,
mm-hmm,
and ask to speak to some, to tell them that, tell them what you want to speak about. They should be able to send you to somebody to talk to. And if that doesn't work today, I want you to call me back tomorrow morning, because I have a name of a person. I'll give you a direct phone number of a person at Legal Aid.
What I did, I had the send down automatically coming out, so I got the form that tells him to cancel that. So I'm canceling that before the September. So if I.
But wait a minute, what about a hearing?
Yeah, I'm going to try that, but I'm just going to cancel the spend down, because if I don't get it canceled before now, they would take it automatically.
Okay, before you do anything, I really want you to talk to the folks at Legal Aid, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
so
before
I call them when I get off the phone.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And the caller was talking about how the cost of this war is really no more than any other war that we've had. Right now, the cost of this war is $93.7 billion. Okay? $1 billion. That's the cost of Operation Iraqi Freedom. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. But that was the original cost of it. Now we're at $200 billion. $200 billion. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Another car phone. Good morning.
How you doing? How you doing, Ms. Brown?
I'm outstanding.
I was watching a program last night called The Selling of America.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrifying how they're selling off America. You know, with Unicab, stuff like that. A lot of multinational corporations. And what I've been trying to tell people for the longest is that we've been sold down the drain. But there ain't nobody listening.
No, that's not true. There's not enough people listening. There's not enough. Because there's a whole lot of people that are listed. Not enough yet.
But I'm telling you, if you knew how they was, if you look at the Federal Reserve System and stuff like that, I think people got to wake up and we better wake up fast.
Absolutely. Thanks for your call.
You have a nice day.
Steve. Carcone.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I listened to Lou Dobbs last night. And, you know, they got this Chinese wanting to buy our oil firm.
Been talking about that, yes.
You know, the Chinese, they hired a public relations firm out of Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The same one public relations firm that handles George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
The same one that handles Enron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
if it ain't broke, why fix it?
You know, and that explains why this administration is really not getting in so much on this oil deal right now?
Well, no, the administration, and I talked about this yesterday, that this is truly true, and I also talked about it at the international discussion that we had on Sunday. This is a problem for this administration, because on the one hand, they are deeply in a deep relationship with China. On the other hand, they can't afford to alienate and anger the other business, other oil interests that they have, and they can't afford to open the door for this. So it's a problem. It's really a challenge for this administration. It really,
yeah,
really is.
What's kind of ironic, we're spending billions and billions of dollars over there in Iraq in a hot war, and China's going to bring us down in an economic war without firing a shot.
Without firing a shot.
And there is one more thing I want to say. Wait a minute.
Without firing a shot and holding our gun to do it.
And financing with our money.
That's right.
Well, one more thing. You were talking about torturing prisoners this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And over the weekend, you know, the Pakistanis, it seems like.
That's correct.
They had tortured a guy.
That is correct.
And he didn't like it. And he was complaining about it, so they stitched his mouth shut.
That is correct.
That's one thing that wasn't brought up this morning. But, yeah, I guess if you protest about it, they're going to shut your mouth one way or the other, even if they got to use thread to do it.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. We'll rise up. I'll be back.
Listening to the best of the Wake Up Call right here on AM 920 WGNU. We'll be back with more following these messages. And stick around after 7 o'clock as Irene J. Smith will be filling in for Liz Brown.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge, and most importantly, the discipline, to make conscious, healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
We all know by now never to drink and drive. We know to buckle up for safety, and we know to protect our children by using proper car seats. But did you know that basic car maintenance is just as important in avoiding serious accidents? Simple steps like changing your oil and brake fluid, keeping your car full of antifreeze and coolant, checking the belts and gaskets, and rotating your tires can keep you and your family and other drivers safer, while keeping your car more fuel efficient, thus protecting the environment. That's why the Car Care Council is urging everyone to take an active interest in routine maintenance. Read your owner's manual, talk to a qualified service technician, and use an online resource. For more information on how to keep your car running safely, visit vehiclemanager.com. Take care of your car. It will save you money, and it will protect you and your family and other drivers. This has been a public service message from the Car Care Council.
We now take you back to the best of the Wake Up Call. Irene J. Smith will be filling in for Liz Brown right here on the Wake Up Call.
Church is fearing God, who can be so cruel? We all ignorant to AIDS till it happens to you. Just be a man, make plans, listen to your voice. A woman's trying to make decisions, we should leave them a choice. Cause who are we to say who lives in doubt? Needs to stop. All this judgment on other lives needs to stop. What are we living for? Giving more back than taking. On my knees, still waiting for my own salvation. Now I feel abandoned, cause rap you can and say I'm greedy. You can take my taxes, send me to war. Okay.
Welcome back. You can take my taxes, still not feed me. Take my taxes and still not feed me. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Caller, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Liz.
Yes.
What I was calling for to get that number that you were talking about for the call is they talking about cutting Social Security for over $200.
I suggested that they call Legal Aid in the city of St. Louis. I don't have the number in front of me, but it's in the phone book.
Okay, Legal Aid.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then.
All right.
All right, thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone.
Yeah, you got to be careful with what Republicans tell you, because many of them still believe in weapons of mass destruction.
Fair enough. That's fair enough. I wasn't a compassionate conservative just then. You're right. You're right. You're right.
He thinks that $843 a month is a lot, and I heard it was $300 billion so far.
Yeah. I think my numbers were a little wrong.
Yeah, so, it's, I don't know. Also, on the Mad Cow report, the corporate media hasn't focused on this, but I did see in AOL News that the USDA covered up the positive Mad Cow test for like 7 months.
I had that on my show on Friday.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I talked
very
about
good.
That on my show on Friday. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's good.
All right, Scott.
All righty.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to listen to that show, you can go to whiterosesociety.org. Go to whiterosesociety.org and check out Friday's show. You hear all about that. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Car phone.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I'm starting to read stories about the body count in Iraq as far as Americans. And the way I'm hearing it from German doctors are, we have over 1,700 people dead. But the way they're counting it is that if you die on the ground in Iraq, then that's when you're counted. If you die in an airplane on the way to Germany or after you get to Germany, they don't count that.
Mm-hmm.
So the total of American dead from this German doctor, I can't think of his name, is over 7,000.
Do you have a website or a connection to that? Here's what I need for you to do. Can you hit me on my email at revolution@lizbrown.com?
I will.
Can you send that to me? And that's 2 Z's, L-I-Z-Z Brown, or that's
yeah,
revolution.
Yeah, I've got your...
Okay, email
I
that.
I will.
Okay, please do.
This is deep.
And again, I encourage, I get emails all the time from people sending me information, and I love it. I love it when people send me information, so feel free.
Well, I'm going to send you some.
Very good. Thank you so much. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, Clark.
Liz Brown.
I'm good.
Liz Brown, I would try to talk rather briefly here on this war. This war is going to cost us well over $1 trillion. All said and done. It's going to cost well over $1 trillion.
Absolutely.
And it's sad. It really breaks my heart. As you said, he lied. We died. Impeach him.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And I hope that this comes into a reality. This war is going to cost us well over $1 trillion.
And counting. Thank
and
you.
Counting.
Thank you so much, Clark. 454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone, you're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Ms. Brown, it's amazing. The $800 mean that you're a medical income.
And that's isn't that an obscenity?
But we could give billions and billions of dollars to baseball owners to build a stadium.
That's correct.
And we can say, hey, $800, you can feed yourself, clothe yourself, keep heat, electric, and do everything.
And live. And live. And live.
And
there are some people out there that are begrudging her cable.
I can't believe what kind of human being that pumps oil through their body. I mean, blood, excuse me.
Well, no, maybe blood. You were right. It was oil.
You're right about that. That pumps blood through their body that can say they can do it.
And here's and if I can just interject one more time, one of the things that I think that really shows the true heart and the true absence of morality of the legislators in Jefferson City that supported this, when they were confronted at a public meeting about, okay, y'all want to make these cuts because you're saying that we don't need health care, why don't you all surrender your health care to help pay for our health care? And
correct.
You know what those part-time employees, those employees that don't work a full year, that go up there just for the session and come back home, part-time employees said about giving up their health care. I can't repeat on a family show what they said and how they said no.
And Ms. Brown, I don't want nobody come on this radio talking about that's why we need to put our money in 401k plan, because that 401k plan is taking money off people too.
You know what people want to tell
you never know where you're going to be at when you get old.
And here's the other thing. You have people that would say that the most important issue, the most important moral issue confronting citizens of the United States is whether Terri Schiavo's husband killed her. Even though there's no evidence to that. That's the most important moral issue, or the most important moral issue confronting people in the United States, some people in the United States, would be whether or not a judge can put up the Ten Commandments, okay? Not about whether poor people have food, not about, you know, it doesn't matter if the Ten Commandments are posted in every single house in America, every single business in America. If you're saying that our elderly should have to live off $800 a month and pay $120 for health care, you ain't reading anybody's Ten Commandments.
You've been listening to the best of the wake-up call right here on AM 920 WGNU. Stick around after the 7 o'clock hour. Irene J. Smith will be filling in for Liz Brown, who's on vacation. This is AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
I will never say that progress is being made. But you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution. Be careful, brother. Stop listening.
The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemy, the man.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. The flood water is finally going down in New Orleans, very slowly, though.
What we expect is the downtown area that is the focus as a result of these breaches is probably going to take about 24 days on the outside to get drained down.
Lieutenant Colonel Carl Strock with the Army Corps of Engineers. It will take months for the entire city to drain and then dry. The USS Bataan, an amphibious assault ship, is docked in New Orleans. Docked and still waiting, as ABC's Ted Koppel reports.
She has doctors, hospital beds, food and water. She can produce up to 100,000 gallons of drinkable water a day. The Bataan has been in the region for days, simply waiting for orders.
The three utility companies clobbered by Hurricane Katrina report progress in restoring electricity, but more than 800,000 customers are still without power. The disaster is the focus of today's White House cabinet meeting.
Ratcheting up the pressure for action from the federal government, President Bush has summoned his entire cabinet here this morning. Congressional leaders this afternoon. More aid for Katrina victims is the first priority. President Bush may return again to the region later this week.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. California businessman David Perez is taking relief matters into his own hands. He chartered a jet to fly 80 evacuees from Baton Rouge to San Diego, where he says he'll help them with housing and with jobs.
There's no red tape with me. My organization is very flat. There's no pyramid. I've been able to take my resources, which work at light speed compared to the bureaucracy.
In other news, the casket bearing the body of Chief Justice William Rehnquist will be carried into the Supreme Court Great Hall in a couple of hours. The public will pay last respects before tomorrow's funeral. Rehnquist died over the weekend. This is ABC News.
If you're thinking about refinancing to tap some of the equity you've built up in your home, you'd better get a move on. The Federal Reserve has hiked rates 10 times in the last year, and today's mortgage rates are almost guaranteed to rise from near record lows. If you play your refinancing cards right, you can access cash at a far lower cost than what you're paying on your credit cards or car loan. In a moment, winning advice.
Today's winning advice from Jennifer Openshaw is sponsored by LendingTree. Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE now to refinance your mortgage and get up to 4 customized offers that you can compare and act on instantly. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website for sponsorship details and licensing.
If you're looking to remodel your home, pay down that consumer debt, or consolidate a floating rate second mortgage into one combined fixed rate loan, now is the time to act. As for what you can do with the money, there aren't any restrictions, just don't be frivolous. Treat it like free money, and believe me, you'll regret it.
Court arguments are scheduled next week over tapes and diaries belonging to the two student gunmen behind the Columbine massacre.
It's believed to be the first time Colorado's Supreme Court has balanced privacy rights of homeowners with the state's open records law. The Denver Post filed a lawsuit in 2002 seeking release of the videos, audio tapes, and diaries of Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris. They were seized after the pair attacked classmates in 1999, killing 12 and a teacher before committing suicide. The local sheriffs joined the parents in fighting release of the documents. Legal experts say the ruling could have far-reaching effects on what the public can see when law enforcement seizes items from private homes and businesses. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Oil prices are dropping. Light sweet crude is around $66.78 a barrel in Europe this morning. But analysts warn prices could go back up again. The Atlantic hurricane season still has 3 months to go, and there are still concerns about how much crude refineries are able to handle. I'm Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a special session of the Missouri Legislature is slated to begin today at noon. Legislators are convening to consider abortion restrictions, discuss a resolution that opposes a spring rise on the Missouri River, and correct drafting errors in previously enacted legislation. Missouri Governor Matt Blunt last month issued a proclamation limiting the special session's abortion debate to the issue of parental consent and consideration of new regulations on abortion clinics. It's expected that the governor will veer away from the controversial issue of stem cell research. The Jewish Federation of St. Louis is joining those putting out a call for help for the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Barry Rosenberg, the executive vice president of the Jewish Federation of St. Louis, says they will respond first to immediate needs and continue providing longer-term support.
We will provide a variety of direct assistance, things like food, basic supplies, financial aid, assistance to people in relocation.
Checks may be made payable to Jewish Federation Hurricane Relief and mailed to 12 Millstone Campus Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Online contributions are being accepted at www.jewishinstlewis.org. There are more than 8 million kids in the United States who have no health insurance. Ellie Kay, a health insurance expert, says in Missouri there are nearly 127,000 uninsured children. She says most of these kids are eligible for local, state, and federal health insurance programs. For more information about these programs, log on to www.ehealthinsurance.org. Finally this hour, the Cardinals' three-game series with the Cubs continues tonight at Busch Stadium. Matt Morris, 14-6, will be opposed by Cub lefty Glendon Rush, 5-8. Morris lost both of his previous starts to Chicago this season, but is shooting for his 15th win and hoping to extend the Redbirds' winning streak to 4. Morris is 4-5 since his 4th of July win over Arizona, and has pitched past the 7th inning only once during those 10 starts. Tony La Russa will have some additional weapons in his arsenal. 6 Memphis Redbirds have joined the team after their season ended Monday. Pitchers Randy Flores, Anthony Reyes, and Adam Wainwright, along with outfielders John Gall and Skip Schumacher and first baseman Chris Duncan, are joining the team. Wainwright and Duncan will make their first visits to the big club. First pitch at Busch Stadium is set for 7:10. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, trust those who know your vehicle best. Through September, see your local Toyota dealer to schedule your complimentary tire rotation with the purchase of any regularly priced oil change. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by FedEx Kinko's. Eastbound 70 at the Blanchard Bridge is road construction. The right lane is closed. Crews are in the final stages. There are no delays through the work zone. Northbound 55 at Lindbergh and Potomac. Nothing to report. Eastbound 44 between Merrimack River Bridge and 270, that's slow in the right lane. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, you've got slow traffic going on there. Northbound 270 from 55 and Marshall, it is stop and go this hour. Westbound 270 from New Halls Ferry all the way into West Florissant. Slow traffic lined up in the right lane from New Florissant all the way to 170. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road and 79, look for stop and go traffic going on there as well. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh, you've got heavy volume. Westbound 70 at 94, there's road construction. Left lane is closed. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Stop and go traffic there. Westbound 64, 5570 split. Nothing going on there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from Laclede's Landing. Everything looks smooth. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for no problems to report. Route 110 at US 67, a deer struck by a school bus. No injuries were reported on the bus. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by FedEx Kinko's. For overnight ground or even the heavy stuff, you can always rely on the ultimate and reliable shipping. Relax, it's FedEx. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday, mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the mid-60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy, a high around 90. And Wednesday evening, partly cloudy still with a low in the upper 60s. And on Thursday, partly cloudy, a high around 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 68 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 68, both under sunny conditions. Stay tuned now. It's time for the wake-up call. Liz Brown is on vacation. However, Irene J. Smith will be filling in for her, and that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Sick and tired, living in a town filled with narrow minds and hate. They used to laugh at me, their children called me names. I would run and hide, feeling so ashamed just for being born. I was just a boy, punished for a crime that was.
All right. Good morning. How are you? Day after Labor Day. Hope you had a pleasant weekend. A lot going on this weekend. A great deal going on. Of course, we're happy that the evacuation has been complete in a lot of sections of the Gulf Coast. Much more work to do. We certainly want to thank tremendously the efforts of all individuals, private individuals, state and otherwise, that have been involved in the efforts to help our sisters and brothers who have been devastated by Christina. It's my understanding that today or tomorrow, a number of individuals displaced by Christina will be in the St. Louis area. So again, we need to make sure that we have as many volunteers and as many resources as we need to help our sisters and brothers who have been devastated by Christina. I certainly want to commend all the volunteers who are involved in the efforts at various makeshift shelters that are being set up throughout the country, and particularly here in St. Louis. And Texas is doing a tremendous job in their efforts as well. I'd also like to let the listening audience know that a young woman who has been very active in our community, very involved and particularly very concerned about public high school students, have worked with families to make sure that their children, particularly those who are special ed, get the services that the law requires the Board of Education to provide, was seriously injured in an automobile accident early yesterday morning. If you looked at the news, you saw an accident on Highway 40 where someone was going perhaps 100 miles an hour and they hit the car of someone that is loved by the community, whose son just recently authored a book, her 7-year-old son. And that's Marva Miller. Marva was seriously injured in an automobile accident. I am happy to say, because I did see her on yesterday, that she is conscious, she is doing well and trying to figure out how she can work from the hospital bed, which she's going to be on mend for a while because she has a broken pelvic bone and a fractured hip. But she was in very good spirits yesterday A number of us were at the hospital to see her. She was herself still trying to figure out, and a lot of us have been talking to her about slowing down because she's always trying to do so many things. She has such a tremendous desire to improve the quality of life in our community, and particularly among youngsters and our youth. She's very active. She was very much involved when her children attended Laclede School. Now I believe her children attend Mark Twain because she's moved into the first ward. And she's working with Lexington. In fact, she's in the process. She's telling us about a deadline and how she needs her laptop to complete it. So I just ask you to lift her up in prayer. She is at St. Louis University Hospital. She is in the ICU unit, but again, she is conscious. Her spirits are very high. And so I just would like to ask that you lift her up in prayer. Her entire family, her children are well. She was the children were they were not in the car with her when the accident happened. So again, Marva Miller, hang in there, babe. We're going to be there for you, and we just want you to take time so that your body can mend. I'm going to go to the phone lines at this time. Good morning, Miss Marva.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I started to hear that about Marva.
Yes.
I got to go over there and see about her. Yes. Wonderful person. Very involved.
Yes, she is.
Trying to get me involved. I said, Marva, I just retired. Leave me alone. But I will get in touch with her.
Okay.
See what I can do.
Okay,
she's in room.
She's in room 607 at
607.
Mm-hmm.
St. Louis U. Okay, I'll do that. And also, I would like to thank, those courageous men in those helicopters doing that rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. But I also saw a lesson I told my nephew.
There are some women in those helicopters, too, Mark.
Oh, yes. All right. The gender. The men and the women, the old and the young.
That's right.
That is. But I saw, I told my nephew, this was last week was a week in racism, in my opinion.
Okay, talk to us about what you're saying.
In the rescue, here are the president. All they had to do is pick up the telephone and send them in, like they do overseas in the war. 9/11 just took a few hours. No, and it took about 4 days to drop some water, some food, and then he comes down, 4 or 5 days later and drops off down there in Mississippi on dry land, and not go over there to the Superdome. He just passed,
I don't think Secret Service felt that they could control the situation with so many arms out there. But I think this is something that just tugs at the heart of this country, and that is certainly racism was exhibited, but classism as well as regionalism, because when you look at it, and I looked at it and it was painful, but you look at some of the rural areas that were not touched, that they didn't even look to, one individual, and I believe he was not a governmental official, but was contracted or volunteering with the ambulance service, and he said out of his mouth, "Oh, we forgot about the people in the more rural area." It's just unreal, but I think it really shows to the world how unprepared or either uncaring this country was in terms of the government, in terms of the federal government. People all over the country, particularly the states, came to the rescue. Individuals, countless people, faceless people that we will never know, have done heroic things and charitable and caring things throughout the situation. So I think your point is very well taken. And if you listen to the statements from people all over the country, all over the world, the condemnation of the federal response to the situation has not gone unnoticed.
It's so sad. And then they keep calling them refugees. How can you be a refugee if you're born here in America? And right down here in Mississippi, New Orleans, but the least, the poorest, they just didn't care. They didn't care. That's me.
I think the point is very well taken. I think what happens with people when they get caught up in certain language, it's like anybody that's looking for shelter, we start talking about refugee. But the fact of the matter is a lot of people identify the word refugee, contrary to the first definition in the dictionary, consider it people from other countries. But, you know, a refugee can be anyone seeking shelter, but it seems a little dispassionate to some people. And certainly they are just, in my estimation, there are sisters and brothers who have been victimized by Katrina. There are evacuees. There are people who are in need of a lot of love and a lot of resources. So we just have to open up our pocketbooks and open up whatever we have to give. If it's just time that we have to give, then give time. The paper lists a number of organizations where you can contact them to volunteer. They're still in need of all type of volunteers out of Gumbo, from social service volunteers to teachers to anybody. Those people are going to need someone to talk to. So, again, we appreciate everything that everyone has done, and we know that we have much, much more to do. Thank you, Ms.
The 7th District meets tonight, and this is an opportunity, 7 o'clock, 7th District, to meet your neighbors and to help each other.
Okay, but you need to tell them where the meeting is.
Oh, at the station up on Margaretta and Union.
Okay.
7 p.m.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day. Good morning, Skip. How are you?
Well, pretty good, you know. I live a long ways from you, but every now and then I get a chance to listen to you over the net. I even listened to you in Alaska once.
Okay, where are you today?
Well, I live in Branson, and that's where I'm at now.
Okay.
The reason I was calling was I know you're pretty much the activist, and I keep seeing the disparity in the news of how the blacks are definitely getting marginalized on this disaster.
Mm.
And what I want you to know is here in Branson, man, the doors are open. I've even got an extra place. This town could really soak up 1,000, 10,000 people, no problem. It doesn't matter what color they are. The doors are wide open. I'm serious. This, you know, there's so many missionaries and everybody that lives here in the Buckle, the Bible Belt.
Mm.
There's employment even. I mean, this time of year we need about 1,000 people.
Yes, we do.
But I'm serious.
Skip, I think what you are saying is what a lot of people are doing throughout this country, and a lot of people are opening up their doors, they're opening up their hearts. I was speaking with a friend of mine yesterday, speaking of employment for the individuals that have been devastated by Christina and displaced. She was saying this one guy said he thought that he would just stay where he had been relocated temporarily, and he said, you know, I've never been able to get a job for $10 an hour, you know. He said, I was only making maybe like $6, and he said, someone's offering me a job for $10, I think I'll take it. So there are going to be some, you know, some new opportunities for people, and certainly we didn't want it to come this way, but out of tragedy always comes blessings. And
well, Liz, I let me add this.
This is Irene.
I mean, we already have a lot of people here in Branson that were just on vacation, and now they're stranded, and our so-called leaders, they just can't get it, you know. I mean, our doors have been open since Monday of last week, and if everybody wants to pat themselves in the back and be on camera, it's up to the churches and the radio stations on this one. We need to really just cut out the so-called leaders and everybody who wants to make money off this, basically, you know, the big-name charities. It's up to you and me, and
I think you're absolutely right. Skip, this morning you're talking with Irene J. Smith. Liz is on vacation, but it's been good talking with you, and I think what you're saying is a point well taken, that it is going to be up to all of us in our own way to open up our doors, open up our hearts, open up our pocketbooks, and for men, your wallets, women, your wallets, and to make a difference with our sisters and brothers who have been impacted by Christina. Thank you.
Okay, well, send the buses our way.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. And that's Branson, Missouri. They're saying that they have space for 1,000 people. So hopefully people will be relocated everywhere because there are so many people. I think Texas probably took in maybe, according to the news reports, about 200,000. So again, there are a lot of opportunities out there. Grab your paper. Talk to your churches. You know, there are so many things. A lot of the evacuees are being housed, of course, in large capacities to address the situation most immediately. But it would be good if people could have smaller shelter and, of course, smaller locations for shelters. And certainly that gives the churches a great opportunity to open up their doors and to assist. And in so doing, then, that gives others in the church an opportunity to volunteer and do the things that need to be good. Again, this is the Morning Wake-Up Call. This is the Liz Brown Show. This is Irene J. Smith sitting in for Liz, who is on vacation. Our contact numbers are 454-0400, long distance 1-877-920-WGNU, or you can log in on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. Again, this morning I just wanted to get out to the listening audience that our young sister, Marva Miller, was injured in an automobile accident early yesterday morning. She is in the ICU unit at St. Louis University. I'm glad to report that she is conscious. Spirits are very high. Again, this is a young sister who has given much to our community, has volunteered with the schools, helped countless parents with making sure that they're able to access the resources that legally are available to their children, particularly children who are in special ed. So we want to wish Marva the very best. Keep her lifted in prayer. And again, she's at St. Louis University Hospital in room 607. This is the Morning Wake-Up Call, the Liz Brown Show. This is Irene J. Smith sitting in for Liz, who's on vacation. Our contact numbers are 454-0400, long distance 1-877-920-WGNU, or you can log in on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. There's a lot of other things going on in our country. Of course, you know, Justice Rehnquist passed, and therefore the seat of the Chief Justice is open. It's our understanding, according to the press, that the President has tapped Roberts, who was the nominee, to fill Sandra Day O'Connor's seat to occupy the role of Chief Justice. It has always amazed me from a perspective of a lawyer that it would be the president who would determine who the Chief Justice would be. And, you know, quite often, it's my understanding, in most judiciaries, the Chief Justice is picked from among his peers. It's going to be quite interesting. I guess the Senate confirmation hearings have been postponed because of the funeral for Chief Justice William Rehnquist. It is my understanding that Sandra Day O'Connor will stay on until a replacement is found, so to speak. So that's going to be interesting when those confirmation hearings get underway. It appears that there are many, again, who will be relocated in our city. So, again, let us open up our hearts and our resources to those who have been impacted by Hurricane Christina. There are many who are also will be relocating in Kansas City. So, again, sisters and brothers, there are numerous opportunities, you know, through churches, through the Salvation Army, through the Red Cross, or just in your own way. You know, I saw just students just taking the initiative to put together fundraisers for the hurricane victims. And they didn't wait on anybody to tell them. They didn't wait on their mothers to tell them. They just did it. And that's actually what we all have to do in our own way. On Sunday, I was blessed to meet with a group of about 18 members of the family who had to leave New Orleans. And we fed them over at the Senior Citizen Building in the First Ward. The fraternity and sorority, I have to get the name later, but Damon L.G. Clark's son helped spearheaded, and I'm telling you, in less than 2 days' time, the resources that they had pulled together for this family of 18 in terms of clothes and other things, of course they are in need of money, as all of them are, was just simply fantastic. The families were most appreciative, just so very glad to be somewhere safe and to be among people that are loved. That love them. So again, sisters and brothers, whatever you can do, please extend yourself to the hurricane victims. This is the Morning Wake Up Call. This is the Liz Brown Show. This is Irene J. Smith sitting in for Liz, who is on vacation. Our contact numbers are 454-0400, long distance 1-877-920-WGNU, or you can log in on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
No one tried to understand. Papa did the best a man could do. A child's reality is paid for by fairy tales are bought and sold by those who can well afford. Time to make believe, childhood dream can still come true. So I've been wondering, traveling all around, guess it ain't my style to live in just one time.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Eastbound 70 at Route K, or before Route K, there's an accident blocking the left lane. Expect delays near Bryan Road. Eastbound 70 at the Blanchett Bridge is road construction. Right lane is closed due to crews putting final touches on bridge construction. There's no delays in the construction zone this hour. Northbound 55 between Union and Arsenal. Expect normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from 141 to Mraz overpass. Slow to an earlier stall. It's on the shoulder. Slow again then on the ramp to northbound 270. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 between Newhalls Ferry and West Florissant. Look for slow traffic lined up in the right lane. And then from New Florissant to 170, look for slow traffic as well. Eastbound 40 from Ballast to Clayton Warson, you've got slow volume going on there. Westbound 70 and 94, there's road construction. The left lane is closed. Northbound 270 between 55 to 21, look for slow traffic. Then it's also slow from approaching 44 to Marshall Road. Northbound 55 at 270, slow traffic in the right lane. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 split between 64 and the Poplar Street Bridge, you've got slow traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge, nothing to report there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, everything's running along smoothly. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems there. Route 110 at 67, a deer was struck by a school bus. There are no injuries reported on the bus at this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Get DVD movie rentals at McDonald's for just $1 per night. Choose from 35 to 40 of the most recent movie titles. Just look for the Red Box kiosk at participating McDonald's. I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. For today, mostly sunny skies with a high in the upper 80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in mid-60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in around 90. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And Thursday, partly cloudy once again with a high around 90. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 69 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 68, both under sunny conditions. Stay tuned for more of Irene J. Smith, who's filling in for Liz Brown, who's on vacation. It's the wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's new, it's awesome, and it's coming to St. Clair Square. It's the one-of-a-kind Yo-Stick from Playmate Toys. Be the first to see it and experience it at Kids Expo 2005. Saturday, September 10th and Sunday, September 11th at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. The Yo-Stick is totally new, the next generation of yo-yo. Learn exciting new tricks from expert Yo-Stick performers. Kids Expo is the place to check out the latest in family-oriented products and services, information and education, and activities and entertainment. Visit the SBC Treasure Cove in Center Court. Register to win one of thousands of dollars in gifts and prizes, including the Captain's Treasure Chest. See the Yo-Stick from Playmate Toys and much, much more at Kids Expo 2005, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, September 10th, and noon to 6 p.m. Sunday, September 11th in Fairview Heights. Hosted by St. Clair Square, sponsored by Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Get more details at spcshows.com. This is a Specialized Promotional Concepts production.
Congratulations! You found Radio Free St. Louis online at WGNU.net. Remember, we're also at 920 on your AM dial in the St. Louis metropolitan area.
When you're weary.
In times of trouble, in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help now. Your support for the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund makes help possible. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today.
Over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Help victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters across the country each year. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today. Together, we can save a life.
Why do you listen to WGNU? Hi, I'm Charles Gehr, Program Director of Radio Free St. Louis, and your answer could make you a winner. Tell us why in a postcard or email of 100 words or less. We'll draw one entry each Monday through Friday during September as part of today's Solutions with Dave Lenahan. You could win some cool stuff from your friends at AM 920, and we all win because your comments will help make Radio Free St. Louis even better. Send a postcard to Why Do You Listen, WGNU 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108, or email me at cgeer@wgnu.net. Include Why Do You Listen in your subject line. Drawings begin Thursday, September 1st and Friday, September 30th. One entry per address, one prize per family, please. WGNU employees, sponsors, and affiliates, including immediate families, are not eligible. No substitution of prizes. All decisions are final. Tell us why you listen, and thanks for listening to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and online at WGNU.net.
Good morning, this is Liz Brown. I just wanted you to know that I will be on vacation until September 12th. Until then, you will be in the kind and capable hands of Alderwoman Irene J. Smith. Until then, stay strong. I will see you upon my return.
Good morning, Kenny G, Silhouette. This is Irene J. Smith, sitting in for Liz, who's on vacation. This is the Morning Wake-Up Call. Our contact numbers are 454-0400, long distance 1-877-920-WGNU, or you can reach us on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. In the 8 o'clock hour, around 8:15, we're going to be talking with Minister Akbar, who will be discussing some of the efforts that are being made here with respect to resources that are being accumulated to go down to parts of rural Mississippi. For some reason has been in a lot of instances overlooked, not just by the national government, but by several other relief efforts. And we just want to give just kudos to the churches throughout the rural parts of the country who basically have been addressing the needs of hurricane victims in those more rural areas. But again, in the 8 o'clock hour, around 8:15, we'll be speaking with Minister Akbar to talk about an effort to get resources to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I'm going to go to the phone lines. Good morning.
Good morning, Irene J. Smith.
Good morning, Jean. How are you?
Oh, fine. Just over the weekend, I had noticed, or it was made known to American people about Roberts being elevated to Chief Justice as a appointee under President Bush, and I know that you was a presiding judge in the of the municipal courts, and that's an administrative position. But you know, Roberts kind of surprises people because they thought that he would a woman would be appointed to replace Sandra Day O'Connor, and he was appointed, and now they thought that Scalia or Thomas would be Chief Justice, and he's been elevated to that position.
Yeah,
so what do you think of that?
We talked about it earlier. As I indicated earlier, I think that the position of Chief Justice should be determined from among the members of the court, but of course that's not the way that it's done. I would have liked to have seen someone else become Chief Justice, but we don't have a say in that matter. All right?
Okay then.
All right, have a good day. Eastside.
Yes, Irene, I just want to say I'm so thankful that you are with us at this time of the hurricane on the Gulf Coast, because I feel the kindness coming from you in your voice and the sincerity from your heart. And I think we need that so badly. And I'm so glad you are with us. And not only that, I love your music.
Oh, thank you.
And to me, I mean, I just love you as a host, and I wish you would be with us all the time.
All right, thank you. But we have Liz, who is on vacation.
I know she's on vacation. And
incidentally, Liz was doing her vacation. She's making an effort to get down to New Orleans. In fact, was slated to go down to help evacuate the hospital there, but because of the president's visit, was not able to do so. But we all here at WGNU are concerned.
Glad you are here because you have more kindness in your heart than the other hostess.
Okay.
And to me, I feel too much hate coming over in the morning shows, and I don't like this at all, especially she'd be playing "There's Revolution in the Air" continuously.
Right.
And
well,
I don't like
you know,
song, and I love your music.
Okay. You know, and I certainly appreciate that. And we all are different people. But,
I know.
I mean, I have played that same song, and I think revolution means rapid change, and we know.
I know
that
it's played too much, Irene. It's played too much. My gosh, it's played 8 times every morning almost. That's shouting it constantly.
Well, I think
I love your music, especially when Liz was gone the last time and you played Johnny Cash, I was just amazed. And I heard a lot of compliments coming over from that song.
Yeah, that was.
There's also people out there like I am who like to hear different music once in a while, and you play such a lovely music.
Okay, well, thank you. You know, this is a talk. You know how it is. It's mainly concerned about talk. But thank you for your call.
And I just say, I wish you'd be with us all the time.
Okay, now I do want you to keep in mind now the Revolution in the Air. That is Liz's theme song.
I know, but it's played too much.
Okay. Well, you have a good day. And,
all right. And I want to say something else. When I was down there, most of them people call themselves Creoles.
Right.
And I guess they're called...
A lot of them.
Black people, too, I mean, but most of them rather be referred to as Creoles, as I was talking to them.
I don't know about that, because
well,
I had...
when I was down there...
I understand. I have family that has lived there. My baby sister attended Xavier University, in fact, graduated from Xavier University.
Mm-hmm. And the office, lovely people. It was just nothing but kindness everywhere we went.
Yeah. It's a beautiful place.
And you know, I'll never forget hearing Cab Calloway down there the rest of my life. I don't know if you ever heard Cab Calloway.
Yes, I do. Yes, I have. In fact, I believe I have some of his music.
Well, I tell you, I was just thrilled. He played at Al Hirst nightclub down there, and at Cab Calloway, and in his white suit, and the place was just jumping.
and that's the way New Orleans is.
It would be
jumping a lot in different parts. Each time that I've gone there, I certainly have enjoyed myself, and certainly have enjoyed the food.
Isn't the food delicious?
Yes, it is, and especially the beignets. But have a good day. I'm going to move on. We're getting
ready to move into
a break.
Thanks a lot for being with us at this time, Irene.
All right.
I'm grateful.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Take care. This is the Morning Wake-Up Call. This is the Liz Brown Show. This is Irene J. Smith sitting in for Liz, who is on vacation. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back, and we're going to take that long-distance call.
WGNU. From the local calling area, just dial 314-454-0400. If you're calling long distance, the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you are calling long distance, from a car phone, or want to use a particular name on the air, please let us know when you call. Get into Talk Radio with a Difference. That's Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, Worlds of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loved the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube ride, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open weekends. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
My name is Craig Skubick. I'm the host of The Adjustment Zone every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Along with my co-host, Dr. Shane May, we provide an insight to the advantages and benefits of chiropractic care by answering your questions and listening to your comments. We also take your email. We cover everything from improving your overall health to the science behind it. That's The Adjustment Zone. With me, Craig Skubick, and Dr. Shane May, every Saturday afternoon at 3, only on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Good morning, this is Liz Brown. I just wanted you to know that I will be on vacation until September 12th. Until then, you will be in the kind and capable hands of Alderwoman Irene J. Smith. Until then, stay strong. I will see you upon my return.
We're back. This is Irene J. Smith sitting in for Liz, who is on vacation. You know, in life, there are people that we like better than others. There are things that people do that we don't like. But I have to tell you that if it were not for Liz, I wouldn't be here. So for those of you who may find her music offensive, and incidentally, I happen to like that song, Revolution, myself, and I play it. Of course, it's not my theme song. I don't have a theme song because I'm just sitting in for Liz, and I get an opportunity to play a different variety of music, and as you know from listening to the Wake Up Call, Liz plays a variety of music as well. But we certainly enjoy all of you calling in, listening, and that's what this radio station is all about. People being able to call and express themselves, their likes and their dislikes, and we get the full array of everything. And that's what makes WGNU so unique, because we get people from one end of the spectrum to the other, from a different end to the other end, and that's what makes this radio station what it is. And that's why we really appreciate you, and we appreciate everyone calling in. And I'm going to go to the car phone right now. Car phone, talk to us. Car phone? Car phone's not with us, so I'm going to move on. Good morning.
How are you, Sister Irene?
I am feeling very well, my brother, and yourself.
Well, I could feel better. Really could feel better. But let me say this. I'm a man that doesn't entertain illusions.
Mm-hmm.
To me, they're foreign to my nature. And I noticed that most of the talk shows and some of the people that call in, when they're over 50, I made up in my mind not to teach them, you know, if people at 50 are your elders, they're considered elders when they're 50 years old. And if they haven't learned anything in 50 years, it's hard to get anything upstairs to them. It is the youth that we need to deal with more so, because they can continue to produce. When they're over 50, very seldom do they produce anything. And I'm saying it to say this. I listened to the woman call in earlier about refugee.
Hmm.
Now, if you don't understand the name, I think I understood it when I was in the sixth grade in grade school. A refugee is anybody that has taken flight suddenly. They have nothing. Just like the New Orleans incident, you got refugees from there. You don't have to come from another country to be a refugee. Refuge is another thing. You're seeking help. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. So, I mean, these people need to really be straightened out when they say things.
You know, I've tried to indicate that, but I think, brother, you would agree that a lot of, you know how terms come to mean certain things, or people put their own spin on them, and a lot of people just think that the word is insensitive when, truth be told, according to the definition, it's a word that is right on point.
Well, now, what you say, these are terms they take upon themselves to do.
Exactly. That's what I indicate.
And there is nothing wrong with straightening a person out when they're wrong, because we could never go nowhere if we allow people to say things and not straighten them out. They're going thinking that.
Yeah, well, each time I've tried to indicate, told them what the first definition of the word has been. On Friday, I told them what the second definition of the word means.
Yeah, I heard you both times. But I'm going to say this. Let's say, for instance, New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
How can the blind lead the blind except both of them fall into a ditch? Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
All right. How can the poor help the poor when they're both in the same boat, really? One just has maybe a teaspoon of soda more than the one next to him. That falls right upon your government.
I think you're right about that, but I'll just take for an example, and the reason why I think the poor can help the poor, Brother Malik, and your point is very well taken. The responsibility, the money that we're spending, the bulk of it should be upon the government. But when we were growing up in public housing, there were people sometimes who wouldn't have food. Their food would run out. But, you know, it was no such thing in our building as anybody going hungry.
Oh, well, no, I mean, that's neighborly. You know, we did that when we were just when we were children, we did that. But I'm speaking of is a larger issue.
At the large, like you're exactly right. And that's why the discussion about the federal government's just slow response to what went on needs to be talked about and needs to be addressed. I mean, because we are spending billions of dollars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and then when it comes to our own people in this country, the government was so lackadaisical in their initial response.
Now, that's the thing I'm looking at. It was, you know, New Orleans, that part is a lot of black people, about 75%. And they lagged on it. They drug their feet and then came up with excuses. I cannot see why blacks continue to accept these excuses.
And well, I think
the burden is on them. First of all, let me say this, Irene. Second, you heard about the looting, the rioting, the fighting, the firefighters and everything. All right, people go wild in something like that. They've never been in it. But at the same time, your home is your sacred castle. You better be careful who you bring in your house. That's why these things should be put into the government's hands when it's on a large scale like that, not on a little person. You don't know who's there. You got thugs and everything, white-collar thugs. You got grimy-collar thugs. So you got to watch out for your own household and figure in your mind, who are you taking in?
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, because you can wind up, you've seen incidents where people have wound up dead trying to do a favor.
That's true. Brother, I want to try to get in another call before the top of the hour. Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you tomorrow because I got some more things to say later here.
Okay, take care. Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Smith?
I'm fine, dear. How are you?
Yes, Miss Smith. I tell you, I am disappointed about the government and its response to the situation in Louisiana. Now, I thought that was the whole purpose of the government, is to look after its citizenry and the people of the country. And these excuses that they are giving, I'm not buying. I just think they are lackadaisical, and they are bureaucrats that are on these jobs and not performing. We need to vote them out of there and get a whole new set of people in there that's going to do the job a lot more effectively than what they are doing now. Thanks, Ms. Smith.
Thank you very much. The situations that have gone on throughout the Gulf, and we know that the bulk of the media's attention has been to New Orleans because of it has the largest number of individuals who were impacted. So in terms of proportional reporting, that is why New Orleans certainly is getting a bulk of the reporting. But we cannot forget the countless others in smaller areas throughout Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana who have also been impacted by this. And the government's response has been horrible. You know, in terms of the speed, you know, once they got on the ground, certainly we commend the efforts of our servicemen and women for what they are doing once they got on the ground. But it will not be lost on us what this administration and how they responded to the problems with Christina, not just from the racial perspective, because certainly I believe that played in, but certainly class played in, and also geographics. You know, because when you look at the rural areas, and you know, you look at parts of Mississippi where no one has contacted, has been in touch with those people. And like I said, later on in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with Minister Akbar about an effort that is being made to address those and some of the more rural portions of the Gulfport to assist them, because we cannot forget them as well. And then I want to read a letter that is an open letter to the president from New Orleans. This is the Morning Wake-Up Call. This is the Liz Brown Show. This is Irene J. Smith sitting in for Liz, who is on vacation. Our contact numbers are 454-0400, long distance 1-877-920-WGNU, or you can log in on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. You hear the music coming up. We'll be going to the news very shortly. But again, sisters and brothers, let's be generous. Let's do whatever it is that we can. At the same time, push our government, as Brother Malik indicated, push the government to do the maximum amount of things that they should do. We know that they have been short in terms of response, but we'll talk about that more after the news. Stay tuned.
It's raining fire from the sky. Even my baby boy has died. Tell me, tell me. Oh, Father, I need you now. They say that every
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. Inch by inch, the water is receding in New Orleans now that the levees repaired and pumps are working. But it could take a month to drain just the downtown area alone. ABC's Bob Schmidt reports from New Orleans.
The police and the military don't know what they will find when floodwaters recede and they can begin a block-to-block search of the flooded neighborhoods here in New Orleans. There are fears that thousands of people are dead, though the official statewide toll is 71. Now that 3,000-pound sandbags have successfully plugged two broken levees, it may take months to pump all the water out.
ABC's Good Morning America sent floodwater samples from the city's 9th ward to be tested for contamination. Microbiologist Paul Pierce tells us,
in terms of total microorganisms in floodwater, this is about as bad as it can get.
The testing found 45,000 times the allowable amount of dangerous bacteria. ABC News special correspondent Dr. Nancy Snyderman.
This water has to be taken seriously. If you get near it, you must wash it off. You must treat it like it's poison.
Clean drinking water is only one of the hurricane area's pressing needs. Disaster relief is the focus of White House meetings today. President Bush with the cabinet this morning, then congressional leaders this afternoon. There are delays in plans to airlift hurricane evacuees out of Texas. Plans to move some people to cruise ships in Galveston are also postponed. ABC's Donna Renee tells us what's happening at the Houston Astrodome.
A parade of people continually circled the dome with signs bearing the names of loved ones. The Red Cross has set up an internet registry, and that's helped some families get in touch, and members of the media have been taking down names, making them public whenever possible.
Chief Justice William Rehnquist's body lies in repose in the Supreme Court Great Hall today. Tomorrow's burial at Arlington National Cemetery will be private. This is ABC News.
All your life you've been told to
aim higher.
But if you have high cholesterol, your doctor may tell you to
aim lower.
And if diet and exercise aren't enough, ask about prescription Crestor. Crestor Rosuvastatin Calcium. The 10 milligram dose of Crestor, along with diet, can lower bad cholesterol by up to 52%. That's compared to 7% with placebo. Your results may vary. Crestor has not been shown to prevent heart disease or heart attacks. Crestor is not for everyone, including people with liver disease and women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. Simple blood tests are needed to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor about other medications you're taking, or if you experience muscle pain or weakness, as they may be a sign of serious side effects. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal, or for more information, call 1-800-CRESTOR, or visit us at Crestor.com. There you'll also learn how AstraZeneca may be able to help if you can't afford your medications. If high cholesterol has your doctor saying, aim lower with Crestor.
An ABC News Washington Post survey shows Judge John Roberts was a popular Supreme Court choice with Americans before the president amended his nomination to Chief Justice. Here's ABC News polling director Gary Langer.
John Roberts won more positive than negative reviews in the weeks following his nomination as an associate justice to the court. In this poll done last week, nearly 4 in 10 Americans said the more they'd heard about Roberts, the more they liked him, while fewer, just under 3 in 10, said they liked him less. All told, 57% said he should be confirmed. That puts Roberts in a reasonably strong position now that his nomination's been upped to that of Chief Justice.
The survey has a 3-point margin of error. Mohammed Daoud, the Palestinian who orchestrated the 1972 Munich Olympics raid, tells Reuters he's miffed that Steven Spielberg didn't consult him. Spielberg is filming Munich about the siege in which 11 Israelis and at least 10 Palestinian militants were killed. Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Berendmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, up to 2,000 Hurricane Katrina survivors are expected to fill a temporary shelter that's opening in an airplane hangar at St. Louis's Lambert Airport. Officials say at least 200 families displaced by the hurricane have already sought refuge in the St. Louis area. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay says area agencies are coordinating in preparation for thousands more. Those who need assistance are asked to call the American Red Cross at 1-800-984-8979. People who can offer help are asked to contact the United Way of Greater St. Louis at 314-539-4063. If you have available housing, you're asked to call the Catholic Charities Housing Resource Center at 314-802-5444. Local lawmakers are paying tribute to Chief Justice William Rehnquist. The 80-year-old Rehnquist died late Saturday night after a battle with thyroid cancer. Missouri Senator Jim Talen says the Chief Justice will be remembered for his honesty, his consistent jurisprudence, and his faithful service to the country. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin of Illinois says Rehnquist was respected for his unwavering commitment to the rule of law. Illinois Senator Barack Obama says he will remember the Chief Justice as one who was a staunch defender of an independent judiciary. Rehnquist's death marks the first time in over 30 years that two seats on the Supreme Court have been vacant. Parents need to be ambassadors for their children. That's the message from the National Catholic Education Association, which is encouraging parents to get involved in their kids' education by meeting with their teachers. Dr. Karen Risto, the president of the NCEA, says the St. Louis area has an excellent Catholic educational system, which is beneficial for both parents and students.
I would compliment the Catholic school system in St. Louis for being a very good school system. And I think in that regard, because parents are choosing to send their children to Catholic schools, that because they've made that choice, there's already going to be a stronger connection.
It's recommended that parents be the first to volunteer, and they write or email teachers and keep them informed if a life-changing event occurs in the child's life. For more tips, visit www.ncea.org. Finally this hour, their roster is set, and the Rams take their final day off before preparing for the opening of the pro football season. After Saturday trades, Sunday cuts, and practice squad signings, the team can finally settle in and concentrate on the season and the first game Sunday against the 49ers. Tuesdays are every NFL player's day off, and it is the final vacation day for a Rams team that opens in San Francisco and hopes to finish in Detroit for Super Bowl 40. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by FedEx Kinko's. For overnight, ground, even the heavy stuff, you can always rely on the ultimate in reliable shipping. Relax, it's FedEx. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Rhodes Furniture. Eastbound 70 at 94, there's an injury accident. Right lane is blocked. Expect a backup all the way to Zumbel at this hour. Eastbound 70 at the Blanchett Bridge is road construction. Right lane is closed as crews are putting on the final bridge work going on there. There's no delays in the construction zone at this hour. Northbound 55 between Carondelet and 44, everything's on the move. Eastbound 44 from 141 to Mraz Overpass, you've got slow volume there. Eastbound 40 between Chesterfield Parkway and 141, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 from New Halls Ferry all the way into West Florissant, you've got slow traffic there as well. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and McKnight. Look for slow volume going on there. Westbound 70 at 94, there's road construction. The left lane is closed. Northbound 270 from Savington to 44, stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 from Lake St. Louis all the way to K, look for stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident. Westbound 40 from Hampton to Hanley is slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79, you've got slow traffic. Northbound 270 at 40, you've got slow volume going on there. Westbound 5570 split from Exchange onto the PSB, it is stop-and-go this hour. Westbound 64 from 10th onto 5570. Looks for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank onto Laclede's Landing looks good. And northbound Route 3 onto the PSB. No problems to report there. Route 94 at Kisker Road. Look for an injury accident. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Rhodes Furniture. After 130 years, Rhodes Furniture is in bankruptcy and is closing their stores forever in St. Louis, Baldwin, Hazelwood, St. Peter's, and Fairview Heights, Illinois. Everything must be liquidated immediately at sacrifice prices. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Mostly sunny today, high in the upper 80s this evening. Mostly clear with a low in the mid-60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a low, high around 90. Wednesday evening, however, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And Thursday, partly cloudy with a high around 90 once again. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we are sitting at 70 degrees under sunny skies. Lambert Field has 69 and sunny skies as well. Liz Brown is on vacation this week. However, Irene J. Smith is filling in for her on the wake-up call. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
LJ's Love Train. This is the Morning Wake Up Call, Liz Brown Show. This is Irene J. Smith sitting in for Liz, who is on vacation. Our contact numbers are 454-0400, long distance 1-877-920-WGNU, or you can log in on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. I'm going to go right to the phone lines. Good morning, Kathy.
Hello?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Irene. This is Kathy. I was going to say about the lady that called.
Good morning. Oh, good morning.
Yeah. You can't hear me, right?
I can
hear
you.
Okay,
great. I can hear you.
I was going to say the lady has an opinion that's all her own. But like you said, if it wasn't for Liz, you would not be there.
Exactly.
And as much as Liz is saying about revolution, our people have been hollering for 300 to 400 years about our condition. Obviously, she hasn't heard them because Liz is still here. And there are other leaders like her that are talking about what our people should do to have freedom, justice, and equality. Now, I'm a Muslim. Liz defended my religion. She didn't have to. There are others out there. The type of format that she has now is conducive to everyone listening. It's that, you know, variety is the spice of life.
Exactly.
And she has given us that, and you are very good encouragement for her program. You would make a very fine team. I had to say that.
All right.
And tell your brother, my league, age may be a, make a difference between understanding, but I have a friend that was 55 that had twins. Mm. But anyway,
Well, I certainly hope he does. I'm 51, so I certainly hope that he does not stop trying to teach, because I'm certainly
That's
still,
right.
because I feel that once you stop learning, you are dead.
Well, he has very good points. The thing about the refugees also, every religious organization I know is trying to help. I know we are. We just left a convention in Chicago where our leaders encouraging us to continuously help. And also urge that all our people in New Orleans and the people everywhere turn to their holy scriptures and start remembering each other like Jesus said. You see, the Lord said, we say, peace be upon all of us.
Yes.
But I thank you for being there, and I just want you to know you don't have to defend Liz. Liz's record is already out there. It's exemplary.
No.
But thank you.
I know, but you know me. I don't let anything be said about anyone that is close. And I try to be as objective as I can.
You are.
You know, and all of us have our opinions. You know
right.
how that goes.
She's welcome to hers, but it's not mine.
All right. All right.
Take care and have a great one.
You too.
Okay, bye.
All right. All right, this is the Morning Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown Show. This is First Ward Odd Woman. I can't, every now and then it slips. I have to forget. I am Josephine Q. Public. At this time, we're going to go to talk with Minister Akbar, and he's going to tell us about a relief effort that is being spearheaded to get some relief to Mississippi. Good morning, Minister Akbar.
Good morning, Irene. Good morning to your audience. Assalamu alaikum to the brothers and sisters out there who know that greetings.
Okay, tell us.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, you're fine. You're fine, Brother Minister. If you can just please tell us about some efforts that is being spearheaded to get some relief efforts to parts of rural Mississippi, Hattiesburg, and other parts.
Yes. As those who've been following the news, and I know that America has been to the tragedy in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, in particular New Orleans. And as of 12 midnight the other night, I talked to a good friend of mine in New Orleans, and many people in St. Louis know him, Don Hubbard, who works with Orwell at the BASIC. He has a branch of BASIC in New Orleans. And he was saying as of 12 midnight, night before last, they got out all of the people from the convention center, and they're scattered throughout America. But what has happened, because of the focus on New Orleans and because of the federal government dropped the ball, and New Orleans was the center focus because of the tremendous amount of anticipated deaths of the bodies that they will find, people focused on that, but they were small towns. Hattiesburg, Mississippi is one. And other towns in the southern part of Mississippi that were hit tremendously, and the no aid got to them. I mean, there's even areas south of New Orleans and near Houma and other areas where nothing came to them, and these people had lost everything. They couldn't get water and supplies in. So in the St. Louis area, Irene, a Better Family Life, in conjunction with the Millions More local office that's handling the celebration of the Million Man March, have come together so that we can do some direct aid. What has happened in many cases, as the thousands of people who are in Houston and in Atlanta, there's a lot of red tape to get aid to them. They got to get in line. They got to pick up a voucher. They got to go here. They got to show proof of this. Most people lost everything. And this time goes on and prolongs the agony. So we want to do something directly for those people. And we want to show that we have the ability to get donations and supplies and help our people. And I think that's what Black America needs to see. That's why many churches have jumped in. I mean, they've jumped right in. And they're not just giving money. Thank God for the Red Cross and Salvation Army. But they have a pool. And that money goes into their pool, and they portion it out accordingly. Our people need help right away, because it's the poor, disenfranchised, people who didn't have cars to leave. People say, well, why didn't they leave? Why did they want to ride the storm out? And I know you, Irene, you heard this over and over again. Many of them, cars couldn't do 10 miles, couldn't go 10 miles. Mm-hmm. Many of them, their gas tanks, with the price of gas, was next to E. They couldn't move. And where the failure of the city and the federal government, in this case, is to have no supplies stored up there that they could feed and house those people, until the water subsided, until things were clear, until many of these people suffered, and we are suffering now. The total of death is, they don't know what it's going to be. The mayor said this morning probably in the thousands. Some people say as high as 5,000 as they begin to clear this area. So they're scattered throughout the country. And what we want to do is an effort in St. Louis, and I know that many churches are involved in this now, many other organizations. Thank God for what everybody is doing. But Better Family Life has stepped up under the leadership of Malik Ahmed and the local organizing committee of the Million Man March's anniversary, and we want to do some direct aid. So we're going to have a truck in St. Louis tomorrow morning. And Irene, I want to be able to announce the location. We think that it's going to be on Kings Highway and Page in the empty lot owned by Mike Roberts. We're just trying to clear that. And the truck will be there, and we want to load the goods right in the truck. Our office has a sheet of paper of how the goods should come and the items that we need. What we will do is make sure that the station gets a copy of it and that they can use it. But you can call these numbers. Those who are listening, if you're not in your car and you're in a position to write it down, you can call these numbers. Better Family Life at 367-3440. Or the office that's organizing the anniversary of the Million Man March, 361-9191. This is the Millions More Movement. And if you're outside of the St. Louis area, there is a toll-free. You just call 866-361-9191. They will give you all of the information, the location of the truck, and what we're asking, and your donation, if it's $1, $2, please try to do it in a check or a money order so that we can keep good tracking. We don't want to handle cash. But we're in a position, those 3,000 people that came into St. Louis, they're going to need some emergency aid to stand in line and wait and get vouchers. If they come to us and they're from New Orleans and they need something, then we want to be in a position to help them. So I think that...
Mr. Akbar, could you give us the long-distance number again, please?
Yes, the long-distance number for those outside of the 314 area code is 866-361-9191. Now, Sister Irene, I'm in Washington, D.C. now because the minister's meeting with the mayor here because they even had problems with the buses they sent down to bring people back. They wouldn't let the buses go in. And we're here for a strategy meeting of how Black America should respond to Bush's paralysis of the brain when this thing first started. He evidently suffered some kind of paralysis. He didn't move. And by him not moving in a timely fashion, many of our people, who were the bulk of those people in that arena and in that convention center, 90% of them were Black people, and our people died. Babies died. The elderly died. And it's a tragedy of biblical proportion. And what our people who have suffered need to know is that we have a concerned Black community across this country, and we're not going to stand by with our hands folded, wait until the government try to figure out who's on first. We need to do something immediately, and this is the effort from St. Louis. And all of those churches and other organizations in St. Louis, we take your hat off to you. You responded. You got together. But as Minister Farrakhan said to me the other day, before I got into Washington, he said, Brother Akbar, I don't want to stand up and have a press conference and talk about what should have been done and what's going to happen. I want to stand up and say, this is what we're doing
exactly.
To aid our people through this tragedy.
Exactly. That's commendable. And I think that's in keeping with the position of the mayor of New Orleans that said very forcefully, and that was, you know, I'm tired of these press conferences. You know, my people need some help. We need some relief down here. And I certainly commend the efforts of anyone at this hour, Better Family Life and the Million More March. We've got to get moving. We've got to get that.
Absolutely.
So as soon as you know the location, Minister, please feel free to call back in and give us that information. But we will or ask someone here locally to just simply fax it to the station, and we will certainly put it out over the air so that that truck or however many trucks it is will be filled very quickly.
Right. Now, I want to appeal to our community that if you know towns, we're going to a few small towns that we know of in Mississippi, but if you know towns and things that we're going to send are things that we need clothes for the children, We need some medical supplies. I mean, simple medicine.
Right. Alcohol.
Like and pain relief.
Right. Peroxide, bleach.
Bleach, yes, so they can sterilize things. But if you know of small towns, and we have a lot of small towns with black mayors, that 75 to 80% of the population of the town is black, they have been totally neglected. They're off the radar screen. And if you know of towns where you have relatives and so forth, please make sure you call in and give us a list of those towns, because we want to load this truck in one day and get it on the road.
Okay.
It's a 40-footer. There may be a few other small trucks, and we will drop these things off as we move through these towns in the south. And, Irene, what I will do is fax to the station a list so you can read how people should bring their goods so that we don't have to wade through the boxes. They'll know these are children's clothes. Toys for the children are very important right now, that we can keep their young minds occupied. At least they lost all of their toys, and some books until we can get them in schools, which they're trying to do immediately in the cities across the country.
Okay. Well, we thank you, Brother Minister, for bringing this to our attention, and we certainly will be pushing to make sure that that truck gets filled in a day and,
yes,
and gets on the road quickly.
Thank you. Thank you, Irene. And I, God willing, I'll try to talk back to you from the road just to see how things are going, just for a minute or two.
All right. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Again, we were speaking with Brother Minister Akbar, Nation of Islam, and we're speaking in terms of efforts that will be made with conjunction with Better Family Life and the Million More March to fill a 40-foot truck plus with resources that can be distributed to some of the more rural areas of the South that have been hit. To get additional information, please contact area code 314-367-3440 or 361-9191. If you're outside the 314 area code, you can call long distance 1-866-361-9191. Again, this is an effort to fill a 40-footer. As soon as we know the location, I will certainly give that information out over the air. But you can contact Better Family Life at 367-3440 or the Million More March at 361-9191. Outside the 314 area code, 1-866-361-9191. Again, that's in keeping with the conversation that we've been having this morning about how we can assist our sisters and brothers throughout the Gulf area who have been devastated by Christina. Good morning.
Good morning. Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Oh, okay. My name is Joseph McNeil. We may be on the delay. I don't want to appear insensitive or inconsiderate at all, but I have an announcement that I would like to make.
Go right ahead.
Okay. It actually, this was in a planning stage before the tragedy, but my name is Joseph McNeil, and on September the 12th, we have a shop, a hair salon in Maplewood, Missouri, and on September the 12th, in honor of African-American men and women whose contributions for equality and those who may have experienced the civil rights movement or anything, a lot of things that they have done that go unnoticed, our staff is prepared to provide $1,000 worth of free hair care service to African-American men and women over the age of 55.
Okay, give us the location of your shop.
It's 2619 South Big Bend in Maplewood, Missouri, and Big Bend, it's just north, about 300 yards north of Manchester.
Okay.
Right.
And this will be on Saturday from what time?
No, ma'am, Monday.
Monday.
No problem. Monday, September the 12th, which is on a Monday, which typically a lot of shops are closed. It's old tradition. But it's from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. And the only thing that we ask is that those share some of their history with us. It's not required that they do that, but it's really an attempt to preserve some history through oral means, if you will, that that a lot of us sometimes, you know, we're just completely unaware of, and we're just asking that they share their stories with
okay,
us.
Okay, what's the name of your shop?
McNeil's Hair Studio.
Okay, and this is going to be $1,000 worth of free services that will be given to what ages?
Men and women, African-American men and women, 55 years of age or older.
55 or older?
Yes.
Men and women. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go on to the next caller. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Irene. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I just wanted to make a couple of comments from reports that I've heard. First of all, going back before the disaster, Katrina happened, I listened to the BBC. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning, Thursday. It was actually Friday a.m., 2 o'clock in the morning. And there was a former official from the Clinton administration on there, and he was really indicting the Bush administration because he said that the levee that broke, that caused the most of the water to flood in to New Orleans, the funding for that was cut by 80% by the
correct.
Bush administration and sent directly to Iraq. I mean, he had specifics. He with specificity, he laid it out as with an indictment as to why that levee broke. It's because they repaired it a couple of years ago, but they didn't use the proper material because the funding had been cut by 80%. And then after let us talk a little bit about after the disaster, the man that was on the TV, the president of this particular area, there was got emotional, started crying on whose program? Tim Russ's program. This was Sunday, and he was saying that FEMA came in and they had some wires, they had some electricity and telephone lines. He was trying to assist the people in that area. And he said FEMA came in and cut their electrical line.
Cut their lines. Brother, hold on that note. If you can hold over until after the break.
Yes, I will.
Thank you. This is the Morning Wake-Up Call. This is the Liz Brown Show. This is Irene J. Smith sitting in for Liz, who is on vacation. Our contact numbers are 454-0400, long distance 1-877-920-WGNU, or you can log in on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. We'll be back with you after the break. Stay tuned.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Eastbound 70 at 94, there's an injury accident. The right lane is blocked and traffic backs up just east of Zumbel. Southbound 270 at Olive, look for an incident that has been cleared, but you may see a brief backup. Northbound 55 at Lindbergh and Potomac, look for normal traffic. Eastbound 44 between 141 and Mraz Overpass, you've got slow volume there. Eastbound 40 between Chesterfield Parkway and 141, stop-and-go traffic going on there. Westbound 270 at West Florissant, look for slow traffic. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, expect normal traffic this hour. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound 70 at 94, the construction left lane is closed. Northbound 270 at Gravoy and 44, you've got stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road to K, that's easing after an earlier accident. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, you've got slow volume going on there. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and 79, look for slow traffic as well. Northbound 270 at 40, it is slow. Northbound 170 between Galleria and Forest Park Parkway, look for road construction. Right lane is closed as you approach Highway 40. Westbound 5570 from Tudor on to the PSB, slow traffic mainly in the left lanes. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way into Laclede's Landing, look for slow volume there as well. Westbound Page between Lindbergh, there's an accident. Hogan at Cass, there's an injury accident. And 94 at Kisker Road, there's a report of an accident. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, trust those who know your vehicle best. Through September, see your local Toyota dealer to schedule your complimentary tire rotation with the purchase of any regularly priced oil change. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday for today. Mostly sunny skies with a high in the upper 80s. This evening mostly clear with a low in the mid-60s. For Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high around 90. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 70 degrees under sunny skies. Lambert Field is reporting 70 degrees as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown, or stay tuned for more of the wake-up call with Irene J. Smith filling in for Liz Brown, who's on vacation. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
When you're weary.
In times of trouble, in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help now. To find out how you can help, contact the American Red Cross today. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today.
Help victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters across the country each year. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today. Together, we can save a life.
Steve Largent, President and CEO of CTIA, the Wireless Association.
These days, drivers face all kinds of distractions.
Welcome to Wonderburger. Can I take your order, please?
I'll have a double cheeseburger, a large...
Come on now, boys. You're going to have to settle down. It's really hard to concentrate with you fighting like that.
Before your wireless phone becomes a distraction, stop. Drive safely. Never take notes or look up phone numbers while you drive. In bad traffic or weather, save your call for later. Dial sensibly and use a hands-free device.
Sorry, it's really bad out. I've got to hang up.
You know, your wireless phone can be your best safety tool to call for help, stop a crime, or help someone in need. However you use it, remember, with wireless, safety is your call.
The wireless industry reminds you to drive safely. For more information, visit www.wirelesssafety.org.
Shift your computer into overdrive, sports overdrive that is, at WGNU.net.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
Good morning, this is Liz Brown. I just wanted you to know that I will be on vacation until September 12th. Until then, you will be in the kind and capable hands of Alderwoman Irene J. Smith. Until then, stay strong. I will see you upon my return.
Love you. All right, and we just need to show our love to as many victims of the hurricane as we can, wherever they can be found. We need to extend ourselves. And as you know, earlier we spoke with Minister Akpoa, who is involved in an effort along with the Better Family Life and the million Moore March Organizing Committee to send a 40-foot truck through rural parts of Mississippi. You can contact 367-3440 or 361-9191. That's in the St. Louis area. If you want to be involved in this and you're outside the 314 area code, you can dial 1-866-9191. Again, we're going to attempt, and it's not going to be an attempt, we are going to fill a 40-footer to go to rural parts of Mississippi to assist sisters and brothers who have been impacted by Christina. I'm going to go to the phone lines. They're all lit up. And then we're going to talk with Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Hello.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Alderman. So I would like to make a comment concerning the term refugee.
Go right ahead.
I don't believe that it's a fact that black people don't understand the meaning of the word refugee. I believe that it more has to do with the context in which the word was used over the past few days. Refugee, we all know, means that you flee from one place to another for safety. And that is exactly what has happened. However, this term has been used more so to refer to the individuals in New Orleans as opposed to Mississippi. If it has been used, it's been used very lightly. And
I think you're
that's
right.
Where the politicians have taken exception to that, in that, you know, these people had a country. These are taxpaying citizens. They had to evacuate for safety reasons. However, you know, they do have a country. They have a place. Mm-hmm. And that was my comment.
I think your point is very well taken. I think what a lot of people are saying, for some people, even when you hear the word refugee, whether we like it or not, there's some distance. You know
right.
what I'm saying? There's some distance that is attributable to that. And I think that's why a lot of people, as I indicated, took offense to the use of the word. It was a chilling because I can recall when it was on the radio and on the television, Reverend Fowler called me and he asked me, he said, let me ask you something. He says, have you ever heard people in this country who are getting away from a national disaster being referred to as refugee?
Exactly.
And I said, no. And I said, I think I understand why some people are using the word and maybe I'm just, you know, being too nice to them. I said, it's certainly an applicable term in terms of the definition of the word. I said, but I do understand it's a distance. I mean, it's like, you know, these are people that are distant from us,
exactly.
You know, and that's why, you know, it's somewhat a chilling. It sends a chilling effect to you when you hear that these are our fellow countrymen and women, and they're part of us.
That's
you
right.
know, they're part of us. And again, as previously indicated, we need to do all that we can. But I certainly understand your point is very well taken.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day, okay?
Okay.
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yes, as I had indicated, FEMA cut the lines, the electrical lines and the communication lines, and set up their own communication lines. Not only that, but Walmart, you're talking about sending in a truck in. Walmart sent a big tractor trailer full of bottled water. FEMA turned them around.
Exactly.
Wouldn't let them bring the water in. Not only that, there was an oil tanker, with fuel. They turned them around. I concur with both Reverend Al Sharpton and Kanye West. Al Sharpton was comparing the disaster relief with the hurricane, with the Andrew, and when it touched Palm Beach, you know, which is a very affluent area, and how the president's brother got on TV. You know, he was had his sleeves rolled up, and they got those people out of there, and et cetera, et cetera. And he contrasted that with that, and you know, it's no comparison. And Kanye West, you know, I really agree with him. He's about the only rapper that I know that has some type of conscience where he's speaking out, and he doing this telethon. They were raising funds a couple of days ago. It was on. live footage on NBC, I believe it was, and he just came out and said he deviated from the script and said that Bush doesn't care about black people. They immediately cut him and turned the camera on something else. But
Been playing it over and over again on
Democracy Now.
On Democracy Now, they also been playing it over and over again on CNN. His comments, and I think, you know, the brother just said very pointedly, but I think also to really summarize it, not just black people, not just our people, they don't care about poor people.
Yeah, common people, right.
Because,
right.
You know, overall, the right. people who have been impacted by this have been everyday people, poor people, you
right.
know, who have been impacted by this. And I'm not to say that there aren't people who have resources. I certainly know individuals have resources
right.
who have been impacted by this. But disproportionately, the individuals who have been impacted by Christina are people who are very limited means, and basically, you know, it's like, hey, you're not important to us.
Exactly. Right. One last comment. And they're saying, I listened to Democracy Now! Yesterday evening, and they were saying that the troops that are being sent down there, the National Guard, they're not down there to help aid the people. They're just it's just martial law in New Orleans now. But they're not trying. Some of the reporters from Democracy Now! They had a flatbed truck. They were picking people up on the side of the road and, you know, giving them lifts. But the National Guard, they're not doing anything but just carrying on.
I don't think that is totally accurate, brother. From talking to individuals who have been the guardsmen and the military that are down there, they are doing a rescue effort as well. You know, it's not just keeping order. They are. I mean, let's just be as objective as we can about the situation.
The reason I say this is because the governor of Louisiana. She indicated she gave the order to shoot to kill. In other words, their primary objective is not to go there to save lives, anything like that, but to maintain security.
Initially, it was.
Okay.
Initially, that was her order. And as you notice, they're not covering her too much now. They're letting the lieutenant governor, who seems to be a man of much more sense than the governor, in this situation. But, brother, your point is very well taken. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you calling in.
Right, you're welcome.
This is the Morning Wake-Up Call. This is the Liz Brown Show. This is Irene J. Smith sitting in for Liz. We're going to be going to a break at this time. We'll be right back with you.
Several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its event and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Looking for time made just for you? Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens, on 9:20 a.m. 5:30 Sunday night. Sponsored by the St. Charles Lwanga Center.
Fix a faucet. Put up a new shelf. Organize a closet. Rip out an old carpet. Hi, I'm Bob Vila. No matter what type of home renovation you're planning, put this at the top of your to-do list. Check your family's tetanus booster status. Any minor wound, such as a cut or scrape, can put you at risk for tetanus infection. Maybe you wear safety gear to help reduce wounds, but an up-to-date vaccination called the TD booster is your only sure protection. Because you need a routine vaccine every 10 years to prevent both tetanus and diphtheria, another potentially fatal disease. If it's been more than 10 years since your last TD booster, then it's not just your house that's out of date, it's you. Contact your healthcare provider or local health clinic to find out if it's time for a tetanus booster to keep your protection strong. If it's been 10, do it again.
a public service message from the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases and this station. To learn more, visit nfid.org.
Why do you listen to WGNU? Hi, I'm Charles Gehr, Program Director of Radio Free St. Louis, and your answer could make you a winner. Tell us why in a postcard or email of 100 words or less. We'll draw one entry each Monday through Friday during September as part of Today's Solutions with Dave Lenahan. You could win some cool stuff from your friends at AM 920, and we all win because your comments will help make Radio Free St. Louis even better. Send a postcard to Why Do You Listen, WGNU 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108, or email me at cgeer@wgnu.net. Include Why Do You Listen in your subject line. Drawings begin Thursday, September 1st and Friday, September 30th. One entry per address, one prize per family, please. WGNU employees, sponsors, and affiliates, including immediate families, are not eligible. No substitution of prizes. All decisions are final. Tell us why you listen, and thanks for listening to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and online at WGNU.net.
Good morning, this is Liz Brown. I just wanted you to know that I will be on vacation until September 12th. Until then, you will be in the kind and capable hands of Alderwoman Irene J. Smith. Until then, stay strong. I will see you upon my return.
Got a little story I think you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. So make it one for my baby and one more for the road.
All right. Okay, we got a little Sinatra and Kenny G in there, and we've got to get a 40-footer ready for the road. Please call 367-3440 or 361-9191. We need to get this 40-footer loaded and out of here so that the individuals in rural Mississippi can get some relief as well. And if you're outside the 314 area code, you can call 1-866-361-9191. Phone lines are all lit up, so I'm going to go and try to talk to a lady. Good morning.
Hi. I can't hear you too good. I hope you can hear me.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
All right.
What I wanted to tell you about is what I am hearing on shortwave.
Okay.
Now, people say that these people that are going, being taken to other states are going on their own will. What I have heard is they are not fleeing to other cities. They are being taken by bus. And when they get on the buses and ask where are they going, they are told it's none of their business. Also, about yesterday on TV news, I heard 11 states are taking people from Louisiana in. And then the word comes out after that that these states are under government emergency, which I think is martial law. Okay. I also heard on shortwave that police are looting in Louisiana. And I've also heard that the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad have mutinied against the officers because they want to come home and find their own people. Thank you.
Thank you so much. There's been a lot of discussion as to whether or not, as to whether or not states that are taking displaced people out of New Orleans and throughout the Gulfport, rather than not, they're under martial law, and that certainly is not the case. We understand that initially when you get on the bus, and we spoke with actually a family member of mine who had gone through that process, and basically, no, you don't know where you're going, and if they're saying to people, it's none of your business, certainly that's inappropriate. But initially when you get on the bus, you're all on the bus or going to one specific location. And then after you reach that location, which is a disembarkment point, then you can make arrangements if you have the means to go to other locations. But we certainly need to be as gentle and as kind as we can to the individuals who have been devastated by Christina. In our county, if it's just a kind word, and we know that those individuals who are involved in evacuating people are under tremendous pressure. You know, many of them have been working long, long hours, driving, moving, directing. So it's a stress situation, and certainly if that happened, we are just hopeful that it's not a regular response, because I can tell you that from talking to my brother-in-law, the bus driver that evacuated them when they got to the Astrodome, it was full there, and he got on the phone and he started calling all around. They ended up in a very small town in Texas, and it was a Catholic church there that took them in, and now, you know, they're safely here in St. Louis with us, as well as several others. So it's a stressful situation. Everybody's not going to be on perfect behavior, so let's give each other the benefit of the doubt. Yes, sir.
Hi, just wanted to respond to the refugee thing. I just think that was just real inappropriate. And not just that, I think that was just a bad choice of words. I'm sure we all know those people down there aren't refugees, because I have family down there, because I'm from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. All right. Point well taken, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, it seems that everyone has talked about everything I had started off planning to talk about, so I'll mention this. I really think it's necessary. I was listening to the news yesterday, and there was a bunch of white gentlemen which were very devoted to what they were doing. They had a big truckload of everything a person in the condition that they're in could use. I mean, full. They say when they got down, got there, was on their way there, they turned them around and told them they didn't need them to bring anything down there. I don't know whether any other people listening heard it or saw it. I saw it. Yeah. And they told them they needed money to give them, they needed money, send the money to the Red Cross. And I thought that was terrible. I couldn't believe it. They had loaded this truck up full. And I hope Brother Akbar can find out about what happened in this incident, because it really shook me to see them tell them that they couldn't bring those supplies in, which they had all gathered up. And they were all white guys.
Yeah,
and
out
in Chesterfield, they also have a place set up for people to come into this area. They are even told how many people they could accommodate out there in Chesterfield. And there are a lot of whites that's doing things for everybody. I don't think it should be anything put on the number of what colors of people are. Just help people, whomever they are. I also wanted to mention that what really upset me, I think it was Tuesday, to hear this governor, I think she's a lady Louisiana.
Yes.
She came on when they weren't even getting water supplies to the people. They were down there all upset, and you know, some people go crazy even when they don't have a reason. You remember I was telling you about how they had the aftermath of the sports event up there in one of the cities up near New York, how they tore that town up, knocked out windows, looted, and did everything. And some of these was college students with no reason. They had a bed to go home to, a dome to go to, a home, and they were up there tearing up and looting. I never saw anyone putting handcuffs on anybody or anything. Now, down in New Orleans, when I heard the governor say, shoot to kill, and they not even trying to get food or supplies to those people, and that's all she could come on the air and say, shoot to kill, I was so upset all that day from hearing that, knowing how those people felt down there. And talking about looting, if I had been down there, I'd have been looting for me some food or some water or whatever. And that's the only natural for people to survive in incidents like that. But shoot to kill, they weren't even supplying those people with anything when she came on. and announce that. So we got a lot of fixing to do, and I heard the lady come on this morning when she was speaking about Liz. You know, when I was a kid, I'm going to say this quickly, Irene, and I'm going to get off. When I was a kid, there was a boy called Big Bill. He was big, he cursed, he was mean. I thought he was the worst person in the world. I'd get on the other side of the streets when I was walking because I just felt this was one person. I said, I think I hate him. He was very mean. I was riding my bike one day, and my chains broke on my bike and wrapped around my leg so tight that was the worst pain I had ever felt. I was screaming and hollering, who do you think came and helped me get that chain off my leg? Big Bill. And I learned then, even when you think people are the worst, there's some kindness in everybody.
That's right.
Okay, you have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the things Miss Mary pointed out are very well taken, because there have been reports of people turning around resources that could be used. We know not why. We haven't heard an adequate explanation as to why these resources were not allowed in. She makes a very good point of saying, certainly, one thing about Christina, she did not discriminate. She impacted, though, individuals who live in those areas, no matter what color you were, what age you were, she impacted you. And certainly we have seen all type of efforts from everybody assisting each other, no matter what color. But we're nearing our news hour. This is the Morning Wake Up Call. This is Irene J. Smith sitting in for Liz, who is on vacation. We're going to go to the news, and we'll be back with you after the news. Stay tuned.
You would never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. President Bush holds two brainstorming sessions today at the White House on the hurricane recovery operations. ABC's Ann Compton with a preview.
Waving off criticism about a slow government response, the president's spokesman says the White House remains focused right now on saving lives. Scott McClellan insists there will be time later to evaluate operations. President Bush has summoned his cabinet this morning and congressional leaders this afternoon.
The Bush administration is trying to defend itself against accusations the federal relief effort was far too long and too late in getting started. The 17th Street levee in New Orleans is repaired, and pumps have begun the agonizingly slow process of draining the city. It will take months for the water to be pumped completely out and longer for the city to dry out. Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco blames Uncle Sam and budget cuts for New Orleans' inadequate levee protection.
The Army Corps of Engineers budget has been cut oftentimes, and they've warned over and over again our folks at the federal level that they need the money to maintain the levees.
The president of Jefferson Parish near New Orleans was heard to say it's goodbye to the Jetsons and back to the Flintstones. Near Camp Shelby, Mississippi, volunteers with chainsaws are helping remove trees and other debris from neighborhoods. Nations large and small are offering help.
More foreign aid is in the pipeline en route to Pensacola for distribution. It may not be Wiener Schnitzel, but about 12,000 German meals ready to eat are on their way. Greece has offered two large cruise ships as temporary housing for evacuees, and the U.S. has accepted but not yet collected on a $400 million offer worth of petroleum products from Kuwait.
ABC's Linda Albin in London. Mourners are gathering right now in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court, where Chief Justice William Rehnquist's casket will lie in repose. This is ABC News.
Tom Brady and John Madden on the road. Two men, two strong wills, one Sirius satellite radio.
All right, Tom.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors. Boom! Paper covers rock. I win, Tom.
What's at stake? Sirius satellite radio.
Yes! Elvis Channel it is.
Elvis? How about some uncensored comedy?
These two giants of the gridiron may not agree on a choice of channel, but they both agree on Sirius Satellite Radio. With over 120 channels, including 100% commercial-free music and the best sports coverage.
How about some eeny, meeny, miny, moe?
Right now, get a Sirius satellite radio for just $49.95 after a $30 mail-in rebate. Offer valid with 6-month prepaid subscription and available for a limited time at participating retailers. Subscriptions sold separately. Terms, conditions, and activation fee apply. Visit Best Buy, Circuit City, Crutchfield.com, Radio Shack, or Sirius.com for details. It's more than just radio. It's Sirius satellite radio.
Congress returns from the summer recess with hurricane relief at the top of the agenda.
The hurricane devastation has given Congress a whole new agenda.
We are here to work. We are got our sleeves rolled up, and we are ready to address it aggressively.
Senate Leader Bill Frist says relief for the hurricane victims and rebuilding devastated areas will be the number one priority when congressional leaders sit down with the president later today to make plans. And after all the complaints about aid taking too long,
we're going to take a hard look at our disaster. Faster response.
Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
Iraq's parliament has reportedly finished debate on a new constitution without agreeing to any changes in the final wording. Sunni negotiators have not agreed to the draft and vowed to vote against it in the referendum. Reuters reports that starting Thursday, 5 million copies of the draft will be printed. Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, Governor Matt Blunt has signed a series of executive orders aimed at providing some relief in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. One of those orders will allow doctors from Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi to follow and treat any of their patients who come to Missouri for medical treatment. If a hurricane triage center is established in Missouri, doctors from anywhere in the U.S. will be able to provide treatment there. Governor Blunt has also issued an emergency fuel waiver to temporarily lift the state mandate on the sale of reformulated gas in St. Louis and Kansas City. September is National Preparedness Month, and the recent tragedy of Hurricane Katrina is causing more people to think about what they would do in a similar situation. Stephen Hall, a spokesperson for the St. Louis chapter of the American Red Cross, says there are a few easy steps people can do to get prepared in the event of any kind of disaster.
The first step is making an emergency plan. Talk with your family. Know what emergencies could happen locally and what you would do in that situation. The second step is build a disaster supplies kit. Have enough bottled water and non-perishable food to sustain yourself for 2 to 3 days.
Hall says although St. Louisans don't have to worry about hurricanes, we do need to think about such dangers as tornadoes, earthquakes, and fires. For more information on how to get prepared, log on to www.redcrossstl.org or call 314-516-2800. The Gateway Grizzlies ended the season on a high note, but still missed the playoffs. Winning 9-4 at River City boosted the Grizzlies to a winning record of 49-47, while the Rascals finished 10 games under 500 at 42-52. River City lost 9 of its last 11 games. Gateway led the Frontier League in average attendance at over 3,600 fans per contest. River City was 5th, averaging nearly 2,400 fans per game. Finally this hour, action is leading the box office this holiday weekend. The Jason Statham action sequel Transporter 2 outpaced competitors over the slow movie-going weekend, taking in an estimated $20.3 million to debut at number one. Two-time box office champ The 40-Year-Old Virgin slipped to second place with an estimated $16.5 million in box office receipts. It was followed by the new romantic thriller The Constant Gardener in third place with $10.9 million. Rounding out the top five was the airborne thriller Red Eye in fourth place with $9.3 million, and The Brothers Grimm at number five with $7.9 million. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Help victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters across the country each year. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Westbound 70 at 170, there is an accident. It's been cleared. Traffic backs up to Mira Hanley. Northbound 270 at Doherty Ferry. That off-ramp is reopened after a stall was cleared. Eastbound 70 at the Blanchett Bridge. Road construction right lane is closed as crews are putting the final touches on bridge work. There are no delays at this time through the construction zone. Northbound 55 between Bayless and 44, expect normal traffic. Eastbound 44 at Merrimack River Bridge, look for that to be flowing freely. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, you've got traffic easing this hour. Westbound 270 at Riverview and Graham Hanley, look for normal traffic. Eastbound 40 between Clayton Warson and Hanley, that traffic is starting to ease up this hour. Westbound 70 at 94, road construction, left lane is closed. Northbound 270 at 44, the traffic has returned back to normal. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, you still have slow volume going on there. Northbound 170 between Galleria Parkway and Forest Park Parkway, look for road construction, the right lane is closed. Westbound 40 ramp to Grand Forest Park Parkway is closed due to construction. You can expect some slow traffic going on there. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, which is Broadway, there's construction on the exit, so the ramp is closed. You can use 11th Street to get around there. Westbound 5570 at the PSB has returned back to normal. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing is flowing freely. Airport at 170, those traffic lights are not working. They're on red flash. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, trust those who know your vehicle best. Through September, you can see your local Toyota dealer to schedule a complimentary tire rotation with the purchase of any regularly priced oil change. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s. This evening mostly clear with a low in mid-60s. Wednesday partly cloudy with a high near 90. Wednesday evening partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And Thursday partly cloudy skies with a high around 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 73 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 72, both under sunny skies. Stay tuned for the wake-up call. Liz Brown is on vacation. However, we have the nice lady, Irene J. Smith, filling in for Liz Brown. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the top of the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Healthy Family, presented by the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, reminding you to keep alcohol out of the hands of kids. Learn more at MissouriPrevention.org.
Lots of kids are playing organized sports out in the heat of late summer. They can easily get overheated while practicing. They can quickly become dehydrated and feel sick. A new study says not all sports drinks that claim to prevent dehydration and heat-related illnesses are effective. The National Alliance for Youth Sports has some guidelines for parents and coaches. The group says sports drinks should contain at least 100 milligrams of sodium and at least 28 milligrams of potassium in each 8-ounce serving. The group says the drinks should not be carbonated. And just because a drink has sport in its name doesn't mean it's a true sports drink. It's the electrolytes in the real sports drink that help keep sweating athletes hydrated. Water's a good thirst quencher, but has no electrolytes. Fruit drinks, juice, and soda don't have the right amount, and they have too much sugar. I'm Julie Anderson with The Healthy Family.
Good morning, this is Liz Brown. I just wanted you to know that I will be on vacation until September 12th. Until then, you will be in the kind and capable hands of Alderwoman Irene J. Smith. Until then, stay strong. I will see you upon my return.
My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Every day that goes by, every moment you will find, there's a broken heart, a tear, pride, a wish you made that never comes true. And somewhere, someone needs to be found. All the things we do.
All of us out there who claim to be real religious, no matter what religion it is, and we talk about how much we love God, and our love for God is exhibited through what we do for our fellow men and women. So, you're on stage now. You are on stage now. We are all on stage. We had better take care of our own. Again, I just want to bring to your attention another opportunity to help. As you know, because of the large number of individuals in New Orleans, a lot of focus has been on New Orleans, but there have been many people devastated throughout the Gulfport and in some rural areas of Mississippi. And so there is efforts underway to send a 40-footer loaded with clothing, medical supplies, food to Mississippi. And this is being undertaken by Better Family Life and the Million More March Organizing Committee. To help, you can call 367-3440 or 361-9191. If you're outside the St. Louis area, you can dial 1-866-361-9191. The 40-footer, we're expecting it sometime tomorrow or today. We want to fill it in a day so that it can get out of here and get to the people who are in need. So start thinking of what you can pull together. Again, we're asking that all items be, of course, marked so that there will not be a necessity for further separating items once they get to the location. Again, I want to tell those of you who are not aware that our young sister, very active in the community, Marva Miller, was injured this weekend in an automobile accident. You probably saw it on the television on I-40. Some fool going probably about 100 miles an hour slammed into her. She ran into the divider and was spun around. She is conscious, of good spirit. She has a broken pelvic bone and a fractured hip. So we just ask that you lift her up in prayer. She is at St. Louis University Hospital in room 607. So keep her lifted in prayer or go by. She likes stuffed animals and T-shirts. So go by, cheer up. Most of all, keep her in your prayers. I want to take just a few moments to read a letter to the president. It's an open letter from New Orleans, and it was printed in the New Orleans Times. And although initially they had to abandon their building and they were printing on the web, and then finally they have been able to get out a regular newspaper copy. And it says, "Dear Mr. President, we heard you loud and clear Friday when you visited our devastated city and the Gulf Coast and said, 'What is not working, we are going to make it right.' Please forgive us if we wait to see proof of your promise before believing you. But we have good reason for our skepticism. Benvenuto built New Orleans where he built it for one main reason. It's accessible. The city between the Mississippi River and Lake Pontchartrain was easy to reach in 1718. How much easier it is to access in 2005, now that there are interstates and bridges, airports, helicopters, and other modes of transportation. Despite the city's multiple points of entry, our nation's bureaucracy spent days after last week's hurricane just wringing their hands, lamenting the fact that they could neither rescue the city's stranded victims nor bring them food, water, and medical supplies. Meanwhile, there were journalists, including some who work for the New York Times, going in and out of the city via Crescent City Connection. On Thursday morning, the crew saw a caravan of 13 Walmart tractor trailers headed into town to bring food, water, and supplies to a dying city. Television reporters were doing live reports from downtown New Orleans streets. Harry Connick Jr. brought in some 8 Thursday, and his efforts were the focus of today's show story Friday morning. Yet the people trained to protect our nation, the people whose job it is to quickly bring in aid, were absent. Those who should have been deploying troops were singing a song about how our city was impossible to reach. We're angry, Mr. President, and we'll be angry long after our beloved city and surrounding parishes have been pumped dry. Our people deserved rescuing. Many who could have been were not. That's to the government's shame. Mayor Nagin did the right thing Sunday when he allowed those with no other alternative to seek shelter from the storm inside the Louisiana Superdome. We still don't know what death toll is, but one thing is certain. Had the Superdome not been open, the city's death toll would have been higher. The toll may have even been much, much more higher. It was clear to us by late morning, Monday morning, that many people inside the Superdome would not be returning home. It should have been clear to our government, Mr. President. So why weren't they evacuated out of the city immediately? We learned 7 years ago, when Hurricane George is threatened, that the dome isn't suitable as a long-term shelter. So what did state and national officials think would happen to tens of thousands of people trapped inside with no air condition, overflowing toilets, and dwindling amounts of food, water, and other essentials? State Representative Karen Carter was right Friday when she said the city didn't have but two urgent need, buses and gas. Every official at the Federal Emergency Management Agency should be fired, Director Michael Brown especially. In a nationally televised interview Thursday night, he said his agency hadn't known until the day that thousands of storm victims were stranded at the convention center. He gave another nationally televised interview the next morning and said, "We've provided food to the people at the convention center so that they have gotten at least one, if not two, meals every single day." Lies don't get more bold-faced than that, Mr. President. Yet, when you met with Mr. Brown Friday morning, you told him, "You're doing a heck of a job." That's unbelievable. There were thousands of people at the convention center because the riverfront is high ground. The fact that so many people had reached there on foot is proof that rescue vehicles could have gotten there too. We who are from New Orleans are no less American than those who live on the Great Plains or along the Atlantic Sea. We're no less important than those from the Pacific Northwest or Appalachia. Our people deserve to be rescued. No expense should have been spared. No excuses should have been voiced, especially not ones as preposterous as the claim that New Orleans couldn't be reached. Mr. President, we sincerely hope you fulfill your promise to make our beloved communities work right once again. When you do, we will be the first to applaud. That is from an open letter to the president from New Orleans. Good morning, Kevin.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm fine.
I totally believe that was intentional to allow those people to drown like that, and I'll never forget. Because this is not the first time that happened down there to black people. Because in the process of building the levees, Fowles, I was watching on the, it was Channel 9, it was doing Black History Month a couple of years ago, and they had a program on how the levees were built, and thousands of black people are underneath those levees because they left them out there when the water got too high. And when the water got too high, the levees broke, and thousands of black people were killed, and black people lived close to those floodlands, and they were killed. The federal government didn't come down to help then either. So this is not the first time this has occurred. So I don't believe that, you know, in all these accidents, coincidences, atypical examples, I forget, you know, that's all we ever hear. That was intentional. Have a good day.
Okay. George.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Ms. Smith?
I'm fine.
Good. I tried to call the number you left with Minister Akbar.
Mm-hmm.
I may have wrote it down wrong because I've been trying to contact some people in, I don't know if you ever heard of Moss Point.
Yes, sir.
And Three Rivers.
Yes, sir.
I know those little towns are gone.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to, if you get that far, I don't know if the National Guard will let them in now or not. But you know, one of the most amazing things to me, and it was part of the letter you just read, you know, New Orleans can be reached by sea. You don't have to wait till all the trees are cut on the road. You could have a ship waiting to go into the New Orleans port. You know, they bring tankers in. You know what I'm saying? When the hurricane leaves, you should be right behind it.
Yeah, but there were roads that were passable.
But, I mean, the sea is passable. You know, the Gulf of Mexico is passable. You know, we got ships in mothball out there. You know, we know this is not the first time a hurricane hit that neighborhood. And if we're waiting for all the trees on the road to get cleared, then that's what the problem was. No thinking.
Mm.
The Gulf of Mexico is passable, you know? And we could have had a hospital ship waiting because we know it's going to be some problems after the hurricane leave. And the hospital ship just left.
Yeah.
You know, and it won't get there, I don't think, till late this week. And another thing that really scares me is when you start scattering people all over the United States, the help they need, they're not going to be able to get. Because they're going to say they can't locate them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody's got their doors open, which is beautiful. But these people are going to need extraordinary help, not just a job. They're going to have to try to get their, and probably most of them don't have their papers with them now because they left it in New Orleans or in Biloxi or in some other little town that got flooded. And when you try to prove who you are in this country, you know, we've always been on the ledge. People are still waiting to get paid from the hurricane last year. Now, what do you think our people are going to fall in line with them?
That's why it's very important that we continue to press the government and that we continue to do whatever we can do.
But you know, our government, I hear it coming. Well, you know, we're trying to help them, but we can't find them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they all up in St. Louis. They all over in Houston. You know, there's some of them. Now, California got a housing problem itself. I know San Francisco do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're talking about they're taking in homeless. We got people sleeping on the street in San Francisco. You know, I hope the president be as vigilant in fighting poverty in this country as he was about fighting terrorism.
Well, it's quite obvious that the president is not interested in that. And part of the problem is a lot of the troops, the State Guard that would normally address this type of thing, a lot of them, at least 50, sometimes from 60 to 50% of them are in Iraq and,
right.
and Afghanistan.
And just one more thing, Ms. Smith. You know, I was listening to the station Friday, and it was disgraceful. You know, to have an officer of the law to come on the air and to call my people the names that they were calling, you know, tell him, will you please tell him that some of those so-called thugs paying his salary.
You know what? I mean, for people to make those, people make statements that are very disingenuous and very brutal. You know, they're just out of touch. And to me, we just need to focus on assisting people. When people say that, you hear them on the air, you call in and you say what you have
well,
to in response
I tried,
to
that.
I tried
to get in all day because I mean, you know, this is no time for that. This is time to try to roll your sleeves up and try to get the work done.
Exactly.
You know, and to put that kind of a spewing that hatred over the air, you know. And then these are the kind of people, you know, and look, and they talk about the police that left the police force in New Orleans. They just walked off the job. You know, now, no wonder the city was in chaos. You have no law enforcement.
You can't blame it on the officers that walked off the job. They certainly should not have done that. But the federal government should have had troops on the ground and support on the ground to help those people. And
I'm
going to move on to other callers because the board is completely
right,
lit up. Okay,
you.
You have a good day. Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing, Irene?
I'm okay.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And like you said, the highways were passable. Because I came back from Memphis Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and I saw so many armored trucks and federal cars headed that way. I'm like, this is Sunday, and this happened Tuesday. What is the problem here? What, I mean, at least if they had to bring some of those troops back from Iraq, at least the federal guys should have been already down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was Sunday, I guess about 12 o'clock when I left there. I mean, it was so many, I got tired of counting. Mm-hmm. The recurrent water and, like, porta toilets and stuff like that. And just different type of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know what this late response. Somebody's going to have to answer some questions. And also, you were talking about the governor. She actually told the police to stop looking for survivors and just focus on the looters. Now, how ridiculous was that?
Yeah, I mean, she was. I mean, I guess that's why they started showing more later on of the statements of the lieutenant governor, who seemed to be more grounded in terms of dealing with what was going on, because some of her statements were just simply ridiculous.
Yeah, that was how are you going to tell them to stop looking for survivors? And that stuff down there is going to rot or be damaged, or it's not going to be any good for anybody anyway.
Yeah.
The length of time it's going to sit there, they said the whole town has to be evacuated. So why were we focusing on material things instead of people's lives? You know?
Exactly.
And another real quick, Irene, the Supreme Court Justice, he died Sunday, right? Was that Sunday?
No, I thought it was Friday.
When was it Saturday?
I thought it was Friday.
Oh, was it Friday? Okay, well, I didn't hear about it till Sunday from the part of Memphis I was in. But they were saying lower the flags to have staff. I'm like, wait a minute. Then they said, well, also for the victims. I'm saying, how can one guy be more important than tens of thousands of people, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you so much. You bring up a good point, certainly the death of the Chief Justice of the United States, even if though you did not particularly care for his rulings, certainly warrant that. But you bring up a good point that why wasn't that request made? Because certainly our nation was in mourning as a result of the devastation from Christina. This is the Morning Wake-Up Call. This is Irene J. Smith sitting in for Liz, who is on vacation. Our contact numbers are 454-0400 locally, long distance 1-877-920-WGNU, or you can log in on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be going to a break. We'll be back with you shortly. Stay tuned.
Possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability. Spring rains, summertime heat. They can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof. And that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127.
Ahoy, mateys! This is your captain here. This is no time to scrub the deck. It's time to take the crew to Kids Expo 2005. Saturday, September 10th and Sunday, September 11th at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. You'll find a shipload of family-oriented products and services, including the debut of the new Yo-Stick from Playmate Toys, plus activities and entertainment for everyone. Don't forget to stop by Center Court. Register to win one of thousands of dollars of gifts and prizes, including the grand prize, me very own treasure chest. Set sail now for Kids Expo 2005, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, September 10th, and noon to 6 p.m. Sunday, September 11th in Fairview Heights. hosted by St. Clair Square and sponsored by me shipmates at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Get more details at www.spcshows.com. This is a specialized promotional concepts production.
What's on the mind of today's teenagers? Find out on T3, Talk Totally for Teens. Log on at WGNU.net.
Akbar Electric, commercial, industrial, residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568, 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call, 382-2568. Good morning, this is Liz Brown. I just wanted you to know that I will be on vacation until September 12th. Until then, you will be in the kind and capable hands of Alderwoman Irene J. Smith. Until then, stay strong. I will see you upon my return. Bird. Birdman. Charlie Parker. Oh, yeah. Howard and I like that very, very much. I'm going to go to the phone lines. And how you doing?
How are you this morning?
All right. Talk to us.
Well, first, I'm sad to hear about the accident that Sister Marva had. I'm going to get over there and see her.
Yeah.
Like you said, she was a very energetic person.
Oh, yes, she is.
And always had, I think sometimes, way too much on her plate. But
exactly.
She felt comfortable with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting back to the incidents around this hurricane devastation and the incident with the evacuees that's being scattered around the country, you know, you can see a lot of things that's going on there. Of course, you know, myself and you, we've been descendants of slaves and they have experienced many different ordeals, we can see what we would call unequal treatment, mistreatment, and everything else that goes on with the attention that was given and the response that was given with, you know, the residents of those states in the South. But, you know, another thing I wanted to bring to mention, too, is that the illustrious president of Cuba, Castro, this past Saturday offered to send as many as 1,100 doctors.
Right. He had offered to do that by Wednesday.
Yeah. You know, he has 1,100 doctors and close to 30 tons of medicine and other equipment. And these doctors have international experience with situations as we experience in here in the States. And the State Department has refused to even give any response. And I think that there in itself is a total tragedy, you know, with the conditions that was going on and continue to even go on today. We can see some other things that's probably going on, too. I think that the powers that be was looking at the situation, and not to say this is true, but I think they were trying to see how they could monopolize on it. And also, you know, that city being the city that it is, and it's a strong Democratic power base and also a very large voting block of African-American people. Now they scattered it all over the place. And I, for one, doubt if it ever would be back like it was.
All righty.
Yeah, so that's all I wanted to say, and I hope that, and, you know, some of the organizations here have already identified some families here in the St. Louis area.
Exactly, exactly.
And we are trying to assist, you know, those families that are hosting families in being able to handle the extra burden that
right.
they all of a sudden find themselves faced with.
Right.
And we'll continue to do that also.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Peter.
During the break, I was took the opportunity. Actually, I didn't even get a chance to ask my brother-in-law what I was going to ask him. As you know, he was evacuated from New Orleans. And one of the things that he talked about is the fact that how when they were being evacuated, they were evacuated with lawyers and doctors, just people from all walks of life and all different hue and all different colors. And I think sometimes when people say, when we hear people saying that it's part of the reason was race and it was racist in terms of the federal response, we're not talking about on an individual basis. We're not talking about the fact that they were picking and choosing who to rescue. When people make that indictment of the federal government, and I think it's a point that is very well taken, is that we're talking about the slowness in terms of responding and the manner in which they responded, not the fact that anyone picked and chose. We know that there were black and white helping each other, and we know that the rescuers were not determining who to rescue based on race. When we talk about the racism and the classism and the geographic discrimination that took place as a result of this devastation and part of the federal government's response, we're talking about their response and we're talking about why. And so I don't think people should misunderstand that we're saying that they were picking and choosing who to rescue. We know that Christina did not discriminate, that she impacted anyone through the area that she came through, not based on color, not based on sex, race, religion, nothing. I mean, she devastated. There were people who were devastated who were upper class. There were also people who were devastated who had very limited means. And because, you know, in reporting, you kind of do things proportionally. You kind of zoom into the areas that are most impacted. That's why New Orleans has gotten the most, has received the most exposure from the media, because of the disproportionate number of individuals there who have been impacted. And that does not take away from the fact that there are people of all colors who have suffered as a result of the devastation of Christina. I'm going to go to the phone lines right now. Good morning. Good morning. Hassan, good morning.
Good morning, sister. How are you?
I'm okay.
I'll be quick. As well as a lot of these, I guess, bigoted Americans, I was very upset to hear that the governor of Louisiana and the mayor of New Orleans were being held. You know, people are trying to say that it's more that they could have done. But I've been watching the film footage all week. I haven't seen not one city bus or one school bus submerged in that flood water. I think that every resource that the city had was utilized. But in order to take the focus off of this administration and the terrible, terrible job that they did, it's as if no one ever heard of a parachute. Rafts could have been dropped by parachute with oars in them for the people to row themselves to some area that was safer than where they were. This is not rocket science. This was not a very difficult thing. And when you look at this administration stance with the genocide in Darfur, and I think before that it was Rwanda or somewhere, the things that's been going on in Africa and the delay that this administration took in assisting the situation over there, you just have to wonder, why was it so long and so difficult for them to figure out some way to help these people down there? I don't think the governor and the mayor were guilty of anything. This is a result of all of this homeland security mess, where FEMA used to be an independent, autonomous institution, and now they're up under this guy Chertoff or whoever W appointed to lead homeland security, and they blew it.
Exactly.
They blew it, and they won't admit it. He's down there with his shirt sleeves rolled up as if he's on top of the job. This is the most impotent individual that I've ever known to lead this nation. And the fact that still 30 to 40% of the people want to support this guy is asinine. This is terrible. And pretty soon, I do believe, we're going to see this guy for really what he is. The majority of this country is going to have to accept what this guy really is.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, sister. I'm sorry.
Have a good day.
You too, sister.
All right. Roosevelt, man. Good morning.
Yes, older woman. Well, they said that 1/4 of the city, or 125,000 people, have no car. They walk and they ride the buses, so they had no ability to flee the scene. Plus, they don't have a penny, most of them. But it's, you know, I bet Cheney was part of it those first 4 days, because he hates all social programs and all federal effort for the poor, but he don't mind federal largesse for the wealthy and powerful corporations and individuals. But I'll close with this. You know, Alderwoman, isn't it ironic that the administration, probably the most ultra-conservative administration in history, will now have to do what they hate, meaning feed, clothe, house, pay people government money. They are having to do what FDR did when they really want to end what he started. Thank you very much, Alderwoman. Have a nice day.
All right. Speaking of which, we're hoping to get someone on tomorrow to talk about the process that you have to go through if you are an evacuee to get assistance. They are publicizing a lot of numbers. You know, I spoke with my brother-in-law, I spoke with someone else who indicated that they have been calling since Saturday. Someone was supposed to get back with them. Of course, no one has gotten back with them. As our brother Minister Akbar said this morning, we will have to do some things directly to ourselves to make sure that people's needs are addressed immediately. And we just can't say enough for the efforts of the churches and other volunteer efforts from just individual everyday folk who are making it better for victims of Christina. Good morning, Dwayne.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
You know, I just wonder, you know, a gentleman called in and said, why would the governor or the mayor be held responsible for anything? I mean, from what I understand, of the four major pumps for New Orleans, three of them didn't work.
And if you have been following, and I don't, maybe you have not, but for the last 2 years, they have been requesting assistance relative to those matters. So, I mean, sure, everyone's going to pick whoever they want to blame in this situation.
Exactly.
But certainly the federal government was lax in their response to the situation. And that one pump after the levee broke, a levee of which, incidentally, the president withdrew funding, led the effort to withdrew, I think it was about 80% of the funding to shore those up. And even maybe if the levees had have been shored up, they still may have broken. So,
well, and then, you know, they talked, you know, they had some days in here, because after the hurricane hit, it did take 30 hours for the city to fill in, which doesn't excuse some of the, I do believe there was some slowness in the response. But I think the bureaucracy of the whole system with FEMA, state, federal, and local governments all communicating had a lot to do with the slowness of the and efforts to get into, and even knowing where to get into a lot of it. I think there's just too much bureaucracy there. It's not as simple. I've been through a flood with the Mississippi and lost everything I owned in 82, so, and I kind of know a little bit about what's going on.
I can tell you that FEMA normally makes a quicker response, but FEMA isn't, I mean, people want to point fingers at FEMA, but the finger should not be pointed, in my opinion, at FEMA. It should be pointed at the Secretary of Homeland Security, who FEMA is now under. FEMA is no longer an independent agency that can move out on its own. But I thank you for your comments. Uh-huh. We're nearing another break time. This is the Morning Wake-Up Call. This is the Liz Brown Show. This is Irene J. Smith sitting in for Liz, who is on vacation. Stay tuned, callers. We're going to clear the board. We'll be back after the break. ¶¶
this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes, and to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying, and most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com. What animals have 8 legs, 6 legs, 4, or even no legs? Find out at the Columbia Bottom Conservation Area, 801 Strodman Road in St. Louis, on Friday, September 9th from 10 to 11 a.m. Have fun learning about numbers by counting with nature, from the number of legs on a spider to the birds outside the window. To find out more, call 314-877-6014. Natural news to you from WGNU.
What's up, Doc?
To find out the answer to that long-standing question, ask the doc. Dr. Pat, that is. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to noon, call in and talk to Dr. Pat about whatever's on your mind. So if you're wondering, what's up, Doc? Find out for 2 hours every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to noon with Dr. Pat here on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at WGNU.net.
Good morning, this is Liz Brown. I just wanted you to know that I will be on vacation until September 12th. Until then, you will be in the kind and capable hands of Alderwoman Irene J. Smith. Until then, stay strong. I will see you upon my return.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
All right. Oh, man. I guess we need to count our blessings. Carfon.
Hello, how are you this morning?
I'm fine.
All right. So I'm glad to see that we are able to do something here in the state of Missouri to help house and take care of these people temporarily. But what I was looking at the fact that, you know, we have homeless people here in the state of St. Louis, city of St. Louis, and we said we can't do anything for them, we have no place for them, but all of a sudden, we have, you know, facility and we have funds that we can free up to help people outside of our community. And I'm just wondering why this is so hard to help our own people. We say we didn't have any place for our people or any money to help the people of our own community, but now when someone else is in need, we're able and ready to help them. That's my only comment.
Okay. I think your point is well, you know, point is well taken. We have a tremendous homeless population here that for the most part, the churches and other independent not-for-profits take care of. And it goes without saying, you know, what the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And right now, the oil that is squeaking, I mean, the wheel that's squeaking is the victims of the hurricane. But your point is well taken. I mean, we need...
Yeah,
we need to certainly take care. Anyone should have shelter. I don't care who it is, you know.
And the Bible says everything starts at home.
That's true. That's very true.
And I see people out on the street, in the bus shelters and what have you.
And we need to take care of them, and we need to take care of our sisters and brothers who have been impacted by Christina. Thank you for your comment. Anything else, bro?
Thank you. That's it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, we're going to go to this caller. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. There's something I find fascinating I think you may agree with. If we pay attention to how the Haitians were treated down in Florida versus the white Cubans that come across, how they're accepted with open arms, and then people of color, they're turned away. And then I think somebody mentioned earlier what's going on in the Darfur region in Africa and the Sudan with AIDS and the Janjaweed killing and slaughtering, and it's funny how America will pick who they accept with open arms, like a Croatian or Serbian, but it just seems like historically people of color get put to the back burner, whereas people that are white get accepted into this country a lot readily. Do you think I'm right or wrong on that?
No, I think your point is well taken, of course. I mean, we cannot separate the fact that America is racist. I mean, the racism still is alive and well in this country, and therefore everything that happens is going to have some impact. As Cornel West says, race does matter, unfortunately.
You know, but the only reason I brought it up in that manner is because I do agree with a lot of what you said, that there are whites and blacks and people of all colors that are poor in New Orleans, down there, and what happened. But I think the reason why people are coming out and trying to put a racial spin on it to a certain degree, for why FEMA took so long, is because of things that happen in Florida and things that go on over in Africa and things that go on throughout the world when it comes to people of color. Then, therefore, it seems as though we drag our feet. And I'll just say this real quickly. A lot of people want it. A lot of people talk it. But few people in power do it, and that is equality and justice for all. We have a lot of poor, just like the fellow just got off, we have a lot of poor and homeless in this country, and it's just a shame that it takes for something like what happens in New Orleans to pull all the power and the resources, where we should have been pulling all of our power and resources all along for all the poor and homeless throughout the entire United States. And I just think that it's sad that it always takes for one big thing to happen, whereas nobody seemed to have cared to the same magnitude as what's going on now for all the homeless and the Vietnam vets and people sleeping up under a viaduct or sleeping on a park bench, other than Larry Rice or other than certain individuals. It just seems a sad shame that we can't do better for all of our homeless and people of that nature.
Point well taken.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, sister.
Good morning, Irene, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. Listen, you know, before we can find a solution to the problem, we have to know exactly what the problem is. Would you agree with that?
That's correct.
And, you know, in the book of, we all speak about the Bible, but then we run away from it because immediately we associate the Bible with religion, and it has nothing to do with religion. There's in the Bible, there's a story of Noah and the Ark and Sodom and Gomorrah. And the essence of those stories is that a warning came, but no one paid attention. The people were warned over and over and over again, but they paid no attention. The warning is out again, and I'm here to tell you that this tragedy that we're witnessing, before they can recover from that, it's going to be a greater tragedy to hit. The Almighty has passed judgment, and judgment is upon this people. And one other thing, if you don't know who you are, you cannot tell the world who you're not. Would you agree with that? So my point being this, that these people, these so-called Negroes, colors, African Americans, and no one can understand why they're being treated the way that they're being treated, it's because they are truly the descendants of the ancient people of the Bible. They are the Israelites. And they can go to Deuteronomy 28 and put every nation there and take it out and put your people there and see who those judgments fit. And the word is to our people, return, O backsliding Israel,
okay,
primarily to
thank
you.
You. Thank you, sister. I want to try to get another caller in before the end of the hour. Thank you so very much. I understand what you were saying. Car phone.
Hi. Had you heard a report that the mayor there in Louisiana and the governor are going to, they're going to have charges brought up against them because of their neglect to be prepared?
No, I haven't heard.
Because they left buses sit where the people could have come and they could have halfway filled the stadium up with food and water, but they didn't do it.
No, I haven't heard that, and I doubt, I think it's highly unlikely that that will happen. Thank you.
Yeah.
Carphone.
Yes, I'd like to mention that no one has mentioned the fact that the second guy that was offered the position that was going to be appointed to Homeland Security, Bernard Carrick, do you remember him?
I don't.
Okay, Carrick was the guy that he didn't pass the smell test. And so when Mr. Chertoff came along, he was supposed to have an impact because he was on the federal appellate, he was the federal appellate judge. Chertoff was.
Okay.
I just wanted to put out, plus MREs, they float. The food could have been dropped from planes.
Yeah.
MREs float.
That has been pointed out. Your point is very well taken.
Yeah,
thank you.
The package actually flows. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You're going to have the last say.
Yeah, well, it's just too late now. I waited over 2 hours, so I guess that I had said something wrong. You know, somebody.
You want to call back tomorrow, brother?
That's all right. Thank you a lot, Mrs. Smith.
Okay. All right. Brothers and sisters, we're at the top of the hour, and I will say this. A lot of people have been calling in, and some people call in regularly. So what we've made an attempt to do is to get to callers who don't regularly call in. And I hope that there is no offense in that, but we also want to hear from others who don't perhaps get an opportunity to call in or get through. So, Brother Obadiah, I hope you understand that and look forward to talking to you in the future. Again, we're at the top of the hour. This has been the Morning Wake-Up Call. This is Irene J. Smith sitting in for Liz. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. The White House says we're not going to engage in the blame game as President Bush meets with his cabinet this morning and congressional lawmakers this afternoon to discuss the hurricane relief operations. All across the storm zone, you hear stories like this. Here's Betty Clifton.